Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
Be KPHX and receive 20% off your first month of pool service. For a free pool maintenance or repair estimate, call 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353. The choice is clear with Clear Edge Pools. Call us today at 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353.
Licensed and insured.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480. KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. If you're selling a home, you may not get the price you want. The latest report on home prices shows a sharp drop-off.
Would you believe house prices in 20 big cities are down more than 15% from a year ago? The snapshot was taken in April, and the S&P Case-Shiller Index shows nationwide prices are now back to where they were in August of 2004. That means almost 4 years of appreciation eaten up. This latest report also shows not one of the 20 cities is above water. The last to fall into negative territory is Charlotte, North Carolina, where home prices have slipped a tenth of a point from last year. John Belmont, Washington.
And confidence in the economy is way down, dropping to its fifth lowest level ever.
We can see that, consumers are still sort of losing confidence, not only in current economic conditions, but in terms of their outlook as well. In fact, it's pretty bleak, and the expectations index has hit a new all-time low.
Lynn Franco with the Conference Board says high gas prices are a big factor, so is a spike in food costs. It's happened again. Shock jock Don Imus is being criticized for a comment he made during his show yesterday. He was talking about the arrest of NFL player Pac-Man Jones.
In order to make a sarcastic point, I asked Warner what color he was. Warner tells me. I said, well, there you go. That's the point.
Exactly. Yeah.
What people should be outraged about is that they arrest blacks for no reason.
Last year, Imus made a racist and sexist comment about the Rutgers women's basketball team. On the campaign trail, Barack Obama's campaign says a presidential seal that was altered to include symbols representing his ideas about change was just for one-time use and won't be used again. The seal had a blue background with an eagle in the center. It was used at an event in Chicago last week. Meanwhile, John McCain is distancing himself from comments made by a top advisor. Charlie Black is quoted in an upcoming edition of Fortune magazine as saying another terrorist attack on U.S. soil would be a big advantage for McCain. This is AP Radio News. More than 840 wildfires were sparked by an unprecedented lightning storm in Northern California. Fire spokesman Randy Erdley says the good news is the forecast is for calmer weather.
I guess the one good thing is while there will continue to be isolated storms, there's nothing forecast like we saw over the weekend where there were thousands of strikes.
So far, no one's died in the blazes either. Amtrak is restoring service along its route between Chicago and Los Angeles. It had been suspended last week because of the flooding in Iowa. She's too young to drive, but a Chicago girl has a brand new car. She won it for having perfect attendance at school this past year. Ashley Martinez talked with WLS-TV.
Perfect attendance means having a good education, being able to have a better future, and having a new car now.
The school district offered the car as part of an effort to boost attendance, which was hovering around 91% over the past few years. Students have been offered a number of rewards, including vacations to Wisconsin resorts, laptops, and iPods. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by ADOT Motor Vehicle Division. Register your vehicle the easy way at servicearizona.com. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This message is brought to you by ADOT Motor Vehicle Division.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me.
I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of The Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 800-595-1478. That's 800-595-1478. 800-595-1478. Call 800-595-1478.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Anyone that's listened to my show knows my family is no stranger to breast disease. I even had a scare myself. Remember after my last breast exam, the doctor said I needed more tests and no one on staff could tell me anything else, and they sent me on my way until my next appointment? I walked outside and my head was spinning and I didn't know what I should do now. Well, I finally made it to the next appointment over a week later and found out everything was fine, but that week was terrifying. I wish I knew then about Dr. Barclay White at Arizona Breast. Dr. Barclay White and her entirely female staff specialize only in breast health. Arizona BreastNet is one of the few practices nationwide that uses digital mammography. The image detail is unsurpassed, and women appreciate that it's not as uncomfortable as a traditional mammogram. But the best part is, if you need follow-up, you have those tests done that day with immediate results, too. My next exam will be at Arizona BreastNet, so make yours at Arizona BreastNet today. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or azbreastnet.com.
History sounds like this.
Tonight I can stand here and say that I will be the Democratic nominee for the president.
Part Kenya, part Kansas. Barack Obama is the newest face of the American dream. But can he become the 44th president of the United States?
Yes, we can. Yes, we
can. The future is here, and the official radio station of the future is 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
This is Tom Hartman.
Your minimum daily adult requirement of sanity.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
Sane and in Denmark. Yeah, greetings, my friends. Tom Hartman here broadcasting live from Copenhagen, Denmark. This is the bookend of our trip in March, where we did we were for a week on the border of Darfur in southern Sudan in a refugee camp from one of the most god-awful, horrific, terrible, unbelievably painful places on earth to a place where, well, we'll have the author of the study on tomorrow, who says these are the happiest people in Europe. So here we are, broadcasting live from Copenhagen, Denmark, and with me Sophie Hastorp Anderson, did I pronounce that right?
That's right.
Okay, and Sophie is a member of Parliament. You are a legislator here, and also you're very pregnant. And I bring that up not gratuitously, but our Supreme Court in the United States is about to decide an issue about whether or not a company can fire a woman because she's become pregnant, or whether a state can pass a law that says that she must be able to have maternity leave without pay. But what's the situation here in Denmark?
Well, the situation in Denmark is that when you have a child, you go on maternity leave and you can get 6 months unpaid, and then you can take 6 months not paid from the company, but partly paid from the government.
So it's like a year of maternity leave that you're compensated for.
Yeah, and the husband, for some people.
And then the husband gets...
You can share some of your maternity leave with your husband.
Uh-huh, interesting. But as a member of Parliament, it's a little more difficult for you because you want to stick around and vote and be active. And
no, when I go on maternity leave here in August, then I will refrain from voting. Uh-huh. We will call in for a substitute.
Ah, so you can appoint somebody to take your place, and then they leave when you come back at the end of your maternity leave.
Yes, when I was elected in my constitutional area, we were four people from the Social Democratic Party, which I represent, that was elected, and of course we had more candidates than that, and so the man who was elected as number five but didn't get into parliament.
Right.
He's my substitute, or any other of the four other he's substitute if any of us has to leave, for instance, to go on maternity leave, or if you have to go to the UN, what's it called, the annual opening of the UN.
Right, or something like that. Then there's somebody who could stand in. That's fascinating. Actually, I was going to say Sophie, but you have a title, I'm assuming, as a member of parliament. What is the title?
Well, I'm the spokeswoman on housing issues, but... Mm-hmm.
But in the United States, it would be like congressman or senator.
Yeah, here I would be just be MP, member of parliament.
So, okay. MP Anderson? Is that, no. Hestorp.
Yeah, we are very informal in Denmark.
Yeah.
So usually what we do is when we debate in the parliament, we call people by Mrs. Or,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Or Mr.
Yeah.
But... outside, or when we meet with the ministers or other places, we just call them by their names.
So I can call you Sophie?
Yeah.
You can call me Tom? Okay. Sophie, the one of the things I find fascinating, and in fact, why we wanted to have you on the program, and Leah suggested this, there's when you were starting your political career or starting your political activism and being involved with the party, your office was in a part of town where there was... a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about that?
Well, the offices were right next to the central station in Copenhagen, and there was a lot of drug addicts, still are, in this area.
Right.
And I was around 20 years old, and we were debating welfare, the Scandinavian model, the European Union, all sorts of very high political things, and just outside our windows we could see drug addicts being held up by the police. Sometimes they had these raids on them, and kind of make me feel that maybe you should look outside your windows and see what happened and how people really felt out on the street.
In the United States, we have more people in prison, both in absolute numbers and per capita, than any country in the world, than even the worst dictatorships in the world. We have more people in prison per capita. And at least 20% of it is directly because people got arrested for drugs. And depending on whose numbers you're looking at, another 20 to 30% is indirectly because of drugs. So maybe as many as half of all the people in our prisons are there because of drugs. You have been very active in putting forward legislation in Denmark, which was just passed, if I understand this correctly, with one dissenting vote?
Yeah.
One dissenting vote. So this was virtually unanimous. That would do what?
That would give some drug addicts, long-term users, the possibility of getting heroin treatment for their addiction.
So this is free heroin for heroin addicts?
Yeah, for some of them, not all of them.
Right. So so it's not for somebody who, you know, last week decided, hey, let's try this out and let's get high, but for the people who are really in the grip of addiction and it is a medical crisis for them. Denmark has now decided to treat what they had treated as a criminal problem and what the United States treats as a criminal problem as a medical problem. Is that good?
Yeah, you could say that. For a long time, we had this legislation in Denmark that if you were taken with a small amount of drugs and you could prove that it was only for yourself, then you would actually only get a warning.
Right.
And not be dragged into jail or anything like that.
Right, you could have like a gram of hashish or an ounce of marijuana.
Yeah, for instance.
Like that.
And after a couple of years where we stopped on this sort of policy, we had just reinforced it again.
Yeah.
And that means that if you are a long-term user, you can show that you are addicted to for instance, marijuana or heroin or something like that. You can actually... you don't have to go to jail, you know, because you have these small amounts on you.
Right. So, yeah, my understanding was that for a long time the government's policy was basically with small amounts in personal use of a whole spectrum of drugs, actually, that it was just, you know, it's a warning, like you said.
Yeah.
And then when the new prime minister came in, who by American conservatives would be called conservative, I guess here you'd call it right wing or a little to the right, they changed that. And Denmark changed that and criminalized even personal possession. Did you just decriminalize personal possession in addition to offering free heroin to heroin addicts?
It's not decriminalized totally,
right.
But they have sort of softened it up because right. they could see that it didn't work on the streets.
Right.
The police used all their time on small dealers or small people who are just being addicted to drugs instead of going after the very big fish,
right.
going after the big men who are actually selling, you know, tons of drugs, getting them into Denmark. So,
right. I'm assuming that when you put this legislation together, that you looked at the experience of other countries. Mm. I mean, certainly we in the United States, we saw alcohol prohibition back in the 1930s and what a failure that was. And I would say that many Americans realize that marijuana prohibition is an absolute failure, but it's still largely taboo subject in our country. Didn't the UK do this sometime back, or were there other countries whose experience, the Netherlands that you were looking at?
Yes, the Netherlands started out on a heroin treatment, offering it to the long-term users. I think it was in 2002, uh-huh. And Switzerland also had trials and is now giving it as a permanent treatment offer.
Yeah.
And Germany is having trials at the moment. The UK are also having scientific trials.
Right. Right, interesting. And what these countries are finding is what?
Well, what they're finding is that the drug users take up this treatment very well.
Yeah.
They actually, for some of them, get drug free, get clean someday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's actually more effective than methadone treatment.
Yeah, I understand methadone is actually more addictive than heroin. I've read in medical.
Yeah, and what I heard is that methadone is very difficult to get out of again. Yeah, it's more just as addictive as heroin, but it's even worse to get detoxed.
To withdraw from, yeah.
Yeah, to withdraw from.
Yeah, that heroin withdrawal is a matter of weeks, and methadone withdrawal can take months.
If you know some who has been drug users for many years, they can tell you that a lot of times they had tried themselves to become clean on heroin,
right.
But it's virtually impossible when they use methadone.
Interesting. We're talking with Sophie Hestorp, Anderson, a member of parliament here in Denmark, and she'll be taking your calls as well. If you'd like to call, if you have a question about this or any other aspect of Danish life, our number 1-866-303-2270, toll free nationwide. It's the Tom Hartmann radio program right here on Air America. Stick around.
Tom Hartmann.
Taking back the mainstream media.
3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
This is the Tom Hartmann program.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartmann at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now. 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the old Brush O, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. www, that's wacko, wacko, wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com.
Jody here, and I'm Beth of the West Valley Two-Men-in-a-Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company. Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour? At Two-Men-in-a-Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece. Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers? We carry workman's compensation on all our employees. Should there be an accident or mishap, are items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound? Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value. Does the moving company support organizations that support your values? Two Men in a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots. So get a move on for your free, no-obligation estimate. Call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I want to break free.
Yeah, we can do away with George W. Bush real quick. We break free from Republican politics. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live from Copenhagen, Denmark. And Sophie Hestorp Andersen is with me. She is a member of Parliament. And Sophie, two questions before we pick up some calls from our listeners. I really appreciate your being willing to be with us for this hour and talk with people about a wide variety of aspects of Danish life. First of all, with regard to the free heroin for heroin addicts and treating heroin as a medical problem that Denmark has now passed into law, and I'm just astounded, one dissenting vote. And he was the one guy who got up and gave a speech against it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, how does law enforcement view this? What kind of feedback did you get from police departments?
Well, usually the police departments don't get very much involved into politics, mm-hmm. but when they do, they actually say that they can see that drug users have a lot of social problems, and they're kind of tired of being the ones who has to deal with social problems on the streets, right. instead of actually having a place to send these people to.
Yeah.
For instance, what you could call a place, you know, where people could stay and
right.
take their drugs. Some call them injection rooms, for instance.
Right.
We don't have that in Denmark yet, but we're also debating this.
Uh-huh.
Or sending them to a treatment that really works.
Uh-huh.
What happened here the last year was that one of the Danish newspapers actually brought up a story about a girl named Linda, who was 20 years old, and she had been a heroin addict since she was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. Came from a very distorted family, of course. And she could tell the story about how she was actually engaging in having sex with a 71-year-old man who was call it, what do you call it, giving her sort of drugs so she could appear dead while he had sex with her.
Oh my.
And this story came, you know, in front of the newspaper. It became a huge debate in Denmark how people who are addicted to drugs.
She was basically prostituting herself for the drugs. And,
yeah. And prostitution is not illegal in Denmark, but it's illegal to make money off prostitutes.
Uh huh. So it's illegal to exploit. Exploitation is illegal.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. So law enforcement seems relieved.
Yeah.
Like this, you know, this isn't our problem anymore. Now the health service will take care of it. And
they will still have a lot of problems because a lot of people who take drugs are not motivated for getting into treatment.
Sure.
I think normally we say that drug users, you know, live on, party on, take drugs for all sorts of reasons for 5 years or more before they get to the point where it's just too difficult. You cannot find any veins anymore. You cannot find any places where to get the drugs. You don't have any money. It's all about crime and everything like that. And
ultimately, people typically, though, reach a point where they're not interested in being a drug addict anymore.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. I wanted to talk about children. Louise and I have three kids, and we didn't, you know, go through the math on this, but in the United States, they say basically plan on a child costing $250,000. And the reason why is because, and that's the average in the United States. The reason why is because you've got the cost of birth, you know, the deductibles that the health insurance doesn't pay. I mean, it can cost anywhere from a few thousand to $20,000-$30,000 to have a baby, just the medical part of it. And then education, there's all kinds of costs associated with education. If you want your child to go to college, it can cost up to, you know, $20,000 to $100,000 a year, depending on the school. And then there, you know, some people choose to have private schools and things. And so, you know, it's an expensive proposition to have a child between the cost of education and the cost of medical care and all those years that you have to pay for their health insurance. And so how much does it cost to have a child here in Denmark?
I don't know, because we have a tax-financed healthcare system, so I don't have to pay to be pregnant or to give birth or anything like that. And when my baby is around 6 months to 12 months, I would getting an offer for a kindergarten, and it cost me around, I can't remember how many much money. It's quite expensive, but the offer is very good because it makes you so you can go back to work. It's a full time, full day arrangement.
Very high quality daycare.
Very high, with educated people taking care of your child.
Uh-huh. And is that partly paid for by the state as well?
Yes,
is it subsidized.
Yeah, partly subsidized. Mm-hmm. Every 3 months, you get a check from the government. In order for you to take care of the extra expenses of by having a baby.
Amazing.
It doesn't cover fully what you spend on the kindergarten, but it's nice.
Yeah,
and it's for everybody. It doesn't even matter how rich you are or how poor you are.
Right, and
if you are poor, you get the kindergarten for free almost.
Yeah, instead of having to pay for it.
Yeah, because we think it's more important that you can actually make a contact with a job.
Yeah, fascinating. Sophie Hestorp Andersen is with us. She is a member of parliament here in Denmark, and we'll be taking your calls for Sophie at 866-303-2270 right after this break. It's the Tom Hartmann program live from Copenhagen here on Air America Radio. TomHartmann.com, AirAmerica.com, 866-303-2270.
You're listening to the Tom Hartmann Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Farias at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
As you know by now, my cat Higgins loves his Purina One formula, and Purina also has a special formula for kittens. Kittens have different nutritional needs than adult cats. That's why there's a Purina One healthy kitten formula. My cat Higgins loves Purina One, and so does Angela and her kittens Killer and Tiger.
I
tried out the kitten formula the Purina one has. I used it with my two kittens, Killer and Tiger, and I saw a complete difference in them. Even though they were playful and they had beautiful coats to begin with, I saw a huge change in them. Killer, my black cat, he has a beautiful shiny coat now. Before, it was somewhat dull. It didn't look as full and as rich as it does now. I found that both of the kittens were playing more with each other. Instead of them just sleeping during the day, there's a huge difference.
Whether you have a kitten, an adult cat, or a senior cat, there's a Purina One formula that's just right for her. Take the Purina One 30-day challenge by calling 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW. You'll get a coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One, now in a great new package.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Confidence is tanking, home prices sliding. I'm John Roundwater. The Conference Board says consumer confidence has sunk to the fifth lowest level ever. The board also says consumers' expectations have hit an all-time low. AP's John Belmont reports home prices are down again.
They fell in April at the fastest pace since the S&P Case-Shiller Index began in 2000. House prices tumbled more than 15% in 20 big cities compared to the same time last year. They even went south in the last holdout, Charlotte, North Carolina.
A $300 billion plan to help hundreds of thousands of homeowners stave off foreclosure faces a key test vote in the Senate later today. More than 800 wildfires are burning across Northern California. Randy Erdling is with the National Interagency Fire Center.
We haven't had any casualties yet, and while there are certainly hundreds of homes threatened right now, reporting one or two that have been lost.
In Missouri, the swollen Mississippi River has punched through another levee. I'm John Groundwater.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
Trying to reduce your carbon footprint? Looking for ways to go green? Want to learn more about renewable energies? Then visit FuelCellStore.com. FuelCellStore.com is a leading marketplace for hydrogen and fuel cell products. providing clean and silent power for any application, fuel cells can replace noisy gas power generators used for mobile and backup power. From gifts for enthusiasts to products for the classroom, Fuel Cell Store provides the most comprehensive range of fuel cell products in the world. Visit FuelCellStore.com today and start going green.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
When white people get flooded, a black leader shows up to help them. Where were the white leaders when New Orleans got flooded? And where are the white leaders now that Iowa and Illinois got flooded? I don't know.
And that's not change we can believe in.
It isn't. I have to agree with, Grandpa there.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Berrios at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour. If you'd like to see our guest, you can go to SOPH, as in Sophie, but just SOPH.DK, as in Denmark. SOPH.DK, and that is Sophie Haystorp Anderson's website as a member of parliament, and at the very bottom is her video that she used to promote her candidacy. And so let's pick up some callers here. 866-303-2270, a whole wide variety of topics. Jeff in Tacoma, Washington. You're on the air with me and with Member of Parliament Anderson.
Hey, Tom, great show, and nice to hear from Sophie. As a Danish-American myself, I would just like to say how proud I am to hail from such a progressive and democratic country, and I wish you guys had the right of return.
So you're not a Danish citizen, you're a Danish ancestry American.
That's right, yeah, my grandfather was from Denmark. But I would like to ask, I'm a trade unionist, I've been very outspoken about drug legalization and other controversial topics, and in the way I see it, the only way I could ever get elected to public office is if we had full public financing of elections, and I wonder if Denmark has ever had anything like that or if it's in the works.
Okay, Jeff. Thanks for the call, Sophie. How does it work here? You've run for political office. Do you run ads on TV? Do you raise money? How does it work?
You have to raise money, and as a social democratic, it is usually money from the trade unions or other ones who want to support you.
Right.
But because it's illegal to advertise on TV.
It's illegal to advertise on television?
Yeah, even for the party as a whole.
For any politician?
Yeah.
Nobody, even a friend of yours can't run an ad saying vote for Sophie?
No. So that makes the cost kind of low that you need, because the cost you need is to make sure you could put up billboards in your constitutional area. Right. You have to make sure that you can make a nice homepage or that you could get out there with some flyers and everything like that. But other than that, you have to, maybe you can buy yourself a commercial on radio.
Right.
It's okay.
Is it mostly, though, retail politics, going door to door, knocking on doors and saying, hi, I'm running for office and here's my flyer?
Yeah. Standing in the street.
Passing out literature, getting lawn signs.
Yeah, and then we have a lot of television stations who want to promote there is going to be an election, and they have a lot of debates on TV with all sorts of different candidates. We have 8 political parties at the moment. I think we have 7 or 8 political parties in the parliament at the moment.
Right.
So you get offers to get out on schools and where the people, the elderly are and everything like that, and try to come into live debates with the people there.
So it's just a matter of getting out there and getting, but none of this costs any money. This is because the radio and television stations are encouraged to do this, or, well, actually you have Danish radio, Danish television.
It doesn't cost anything to go on, it doesn't cost anything to go on television and be a part of a debate.
Right.
What can really take out money is when you want to make ads in the newspapers, of course. That's a real killer.
that's the one.
But all the parties are getting some money from the state.
So there is public financing, isn't
there?
Some.
We get some money. When my party get like almost a million voters or something like that, you get a small amount for each voter. That you could save up to election, or you can have between elections.
Fascinating. Let's see here. Victor in Miami, Florida. You're on the air with Member of Parliament Anderson.
Hey,
Victor?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Great. Congratulations, Sophie, on the baby. That's number one.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, I tell you what, listening to the show, Tom, it gives me great optimism and depressing. It's depressing at the same time. It's optimistic knowing that people can create a government like Denmark that can handle such complex issues in a humane way and make it effective. It's depressing because I don't live in that situation in my own country. and as a parent, Tom, I heard you mention being a parent. I too am a parent, a proud parent. Six daughters, three sons.
Wow.
And one of them are named Sophia, too, Sophie. But I tell you what, I pray that we can find a way to model a lot of our ideology the way I hear it being expressed in Denmark, and hopefully that we can see that my children will see that one day. So it was more or less an open comment and just to say how much I appreciate the show and the optimism.
Thank you.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you very much. I guess there wasn't a question there, so we'll go to a question. Victor, nice comments. Dave in North Hollywood, California, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Dave.
Hello. What a great show.
Thank you.
I've known a couple of Danes over the years, and they always ask me why fundamentalists have so much influence over government here. And when I've asked them why fundamentalists don't have as much influence in Denmark, of course, the Danes I've known haven't been sociologists or experts in that. And so I was wondering if Member of Parliament, I forgot your last name.
Hester Benderson.
If she could... address that and just explain how it, because for instance, the drug thing, a lot of the opposition to decriminalization or legalization comes from crazy religious right wingers, and you don't seem to have that problem. And the last thing is, if Obama doesn't win, can I come live in Denmark?
Okay, Dave, thank you very much. So, Sophie, two quick questions. Is there a fundamentalist politically active, presumably Christian fundamentalist group in Denmark, and that attempts to influence legislation?
Well, there is, but they have always been very, very small. Mm-hmm. And the last two elections, they didn't get into parliament.
Oh, interesting.
And here, the last 2 years, they have gone into a very big... mold, or you could say. So right now, for instance, on the question on abortion, for instance, where they have always raised their, held up their heads and talked against abortion and against pro-life. Right now, they have a new chairman who has just given up that point of view.
Interesting.
So
abortion is legal here, but my understanding is that the number of abortions that are practiced in Scandinavian countries is actually much lower than in the United States because you have wide access to birth control and good public education about sex education.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think that's quite accurate. We try to have programs that keep the abortion rates low. Mm. We had a little increase in the rate of abortions, but it's been mostly with people immigrants actually people maybe from religious beliefs.
From religious societies,
yeah.
Fundamentalist religious societies. Interesting. And the second part, Dave wants to know if he can come live in Denmark. It's kind of tough to get in here.
It is kind of tough to get into Denmark, but if you can get a well-paid job, if for instance with working information technology or computers or anything like that we are really lacking.
You can get a working visa.
Yeah.
There you go. Sally in Oakland, California, you're on the air with Sophie.
Hi, Sophie and Tom. Tom, I'm Sam Rubin's mom. We met you at the 11th hour.
Oh, great.
We're out here.
Hi, Sal.
So, Sophie, I'm a homeschooling mom, and I'm a co-author of a book that I've written for and about women called The Overfunctioning Woman's Handbook. Sorry, I ripped this off from you, Tom. Uncommon Sense to Deal with Impossible Jobs and Impossible People.
That's great.
And my my question is, how do women in your country view American women, and what advice would you give us? Because we're really challenged here with family and work issues.
Interesting question. Thank you, Sally.
Well, my view on American women is that they are very independent, mostly, and they're actually working towards becoming even more independent, getting a job of their own, anything like that. But I see a lot of barriers. I mean, I wouldn't like to live in New York not having somebody to take care of my child, or it would be very expensive for me. Mm. That is quite a barrier. And
so the lack of publicly funded health care, pre-education.
Yeah, exactly. Kindergartens or daycare, nursery homes or something like that for the children is making it very difficult to keep a job, you know, 35 or 40 hours a week where you can make up your own money. So if I was an American woman, I would certainly work to get some of the politicians to make more efforts to getting a better welfare for the children.
For 20 years, we've been trying just to get a simple amendment to the Constitution passed that says that it's illegal to discriminate based on gender.
Mm.
And the Republicans every single year block this thing. I mean, it's just that simple. This is a much more egalitarian society, I believe.
Well, in Denmark, we think that we are very high on equality issues, but actually most of our equality lawmaking is actually from the European Union.
Oh, interesting. So this is something that's really all over Europe. This is just not unique to Denmark.
Some of the things are, for instance, that you cannot discriminate women on in the workforce.
Right. Marvelous. Member of Parliament, Sophie Hastorp Anderson is with us. We'll be back with your calls 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now. 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Sun Cellular is the Valley's only multi-brand authorized cell phone repair center. If it's mobile, they'll fix it fast, in most cases, while you wait.
I was out of town on vacation when I cracked the screen on my BlackBerry. I sent it overnight to Sun Cellular, and I had it back the next day. I don't think my service provider could have done that.
Trust your cell phone repairs to Sun Cellular. Visit them online at suncellularinc.com. All repairs are guaranteed with free estimates while you wait. Call 602-267-7800.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
Hey Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Come visit Copper Star Coffee in the heart of the historic Melrose District, nestled conveniently on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Meet your best friend for lunch, a client, or your book club at Copper Star Coffee. Enjoy the finest locally roasted coffee or a tasty pastry in the historically renovated 50-style Phillips Station for full-service coffee. Whether you're stopping by to meet a friend or driving through on your way to work, Copper Star Coffee is coffee with character. Copper Star Coffee, a 50s feel with modern technology. Free Wi-Fi is available. Give them a call at 602-266-2136 or stop in Copper Star Coffee on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School Road, or visit us on the web at copperstarcoffee.com. That's Copper Star Coffee, coffee with character.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Nine and a half minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. And Sophie Haestorp Andersen is with us. She is a member of parliament in the Danish legislature. And her website, by the way, soph.dk, as in soph.denmark.dk. So if you want to check it out, 866-303-2270. Devron in Seattle. Hey, Devron, you're on the air with Sophie.
Hello, Mr. Hartman and Mrs. Andersen. I just want to say that, you know, I sit here and I listen and I hear a lot of positive things going on over there. And I know you guys speak like more than one language because you speak English very well. All of your guests have. And I say that because here in America, it's, you know, unless you're a foreigner or you've really studied hard in school, you mainly just speak English. But is there anything in American society that you guys like or would like to emulate? There's so many things about your society that we, you know, of course, we'd like to have. But I just
interesting question, Devron. By the way, I had a taxi driver yesterday who spoke so little English that I couldn't I couldn't communicate to him the name of my hotel. But your point is well taken. Sophie, are there parts of America that the Danes look at and say, hey, why can't we be like that?
Yeah, of course.
For example.
And let me add that, of course, we are looking into the positive things right now and not debating all the negatives.
Yeah. In other words, Danish society has problems, too. It's
yeah,
not,
of
this
course.
Is not a paradise.
Of course, yeah. We do. But what I find fascinated about the U.S., and for instance, now that we have the debate on drug users, mm-hmm. is that, for instance, in San Francisco, you have people like Marcia Rosenbaum. She's been working a lot of years on a program called Safety First. Mm-hmm. And it's about going out to young people, and instead of just saying, just say no, just say no, just say no,
right.
you know, have this very prohibitive way of looking into to how to deal with drugs.
Right.
She's actually engaging in telling young people what's the dangers of doing drugs, and what should you be aware of if your friends or other ones are...
So this is drug education like sex education.
Exactly.
Let's talk about it candidly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I look, she has a wonderful website and some programs that that they've been working on for quite some years now that I would like to make a part of the Danish educational system if I could.
Oh, great. Great. Fascinating. Let's see here. Gary in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're on the air with Mrs. Anderson, Member of Parliament Anderson.
Well, hey.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a pleasure to talk to you. Good day to you and Ms. Anderson there. Something you were talking about before. Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, something you were talking about before about how it's changed, like when the conservative elements come into power, they tend to enhance this so-called war on drugs to the point where they go after like the small fries and the users and the little people. I don't believe it's a coincidence. I believe that it's actually intended to do that. It's a twofold thing. They enhance the criminal justice system, which is a huge cash cow in this country as well as other places, and they do it to intentionally kind of take the eye off the big fish. And that's done, I think, intentionally, because if they do investigate these big fish, sooner or later, they're going to come into contact with groups like the Cocaine Importers of America, otherwise known as the CIA, and their and all of the
So Gary, you're basically the question is sort of the John Dillinger question, I guess, Sophie. At what point do you think that it's possible that countries are actually having a war on drugs because they like the fact that we have that it causes there to be big drug cartels and profits? It's kind of a stretch. But why would somebody be opposed to it? You had one member of parliament who stood up in opposition to free heroin for heroin addicts here. Mm. Why?
Well, he was very much under influence from the people, from the fathers and mothers of sons and daughters who are drug users and who think that if you are a drug user or a drug addict, then you should just go into like a treatment where there's no substances at all.
I see.
Like, for instance, the Minnesota model or...
Right.
What you could call even Scientology pray.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
But give
you saunas is what they
But do. I think it's true that we have this international war on drugs, and we talk a lot about saying no to drugs, and yeah, we talk about it like it's really a war.
Mm-hmm.
And we also treat it as a war sometimes in the streets, you know, with raids and everything like that.
Right.
What we need is also to talk about the war casualties. The people who live in the street are actually being a victim of this war on drugs.
Right.
And maybe look at it from their perspective.
Yeah.
Because it's not always so easy. And then if you look at their perspective and if you go into, let's see, what would you do if it was really a war? Then you would have the International Red Cross, for instance, going into the street and making sure people getting health care.
There you go.
Acute health care.
Right.
And maybe that's what we need sometimes, to actually go into the streets and making sure that these people are also taken care of and taken into hospital if that's what they need, or taken care of their health and their diseases.
It seems like that's what you've done here. We have about 40 seconds before we have to wrap up this hour. Jeremy in Vancouver, a quick question?
Yes, good morning. I had a quick question, two quick questions here. The first one being, what is the general consensus of your population concerning offering a program like this, whether it be giving these addicts drugs on the side or putting them through a treatment program without it? And two, what are the costs of this program?
Okay. Broad popular support, what does it cost?
Well, actually, I think the government has actually put this law proposal and it got through government because we could see in the polls that more and more people were actually in favor of it.
Yeah.
I think in the last polls it was 70%.
Wow.
And what does it cost? What does it cost not to do it? I mean,
it's
I mean, some of these people have tried to get into treatment 20 times.
Yeah.
and still haven't benefited from it.
Sophie, we have to wrap it up. Thanks so much for being here. SOPH.DK, Sophie Haystorp Anderson, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program, where smart people get their news.
Hi, I'm Stormy Simon. Overstock.com is an online department store where everything's always on sale. You can save up to 70% on clothing, pearls, diamond jewelry, furniture, down comforters, digital cameras. We have thousands of items on sale. No matter how many items you buy, the whole order will ship to you for just $2.95, even if it's 100 things. We also have a customer service team available for you 24 hours a day. Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
We couldn't have asked for a better day to break out the PWCs.
I know. This is great.
Whoa, whoa. What is that?
Oh, that's my new theme music. GEICO helped me save so much money on my PWC insurance, I hired a band to play my own theme song.
Huh. Do they know Freebird?
Saving you money on your PWC insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. GEICO Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Sean Groundwater. A fresh batch of economic reports out today shows the economy is still stuck in low gear. First, a private survey finds U.S. home prices have dipped at their fastest rate since the survey was started back in 2000.
They're off the most, nearly 27% in 1 year, in Las Vegas and Miami. But the S&P Case-Shiller Index shows home prices are not falling as fast as they were in Denver, Dallas, and Cleveland, although one expert observes you can't say the market is bottoming out based on 1 month.
On Capitol Hill, a massive foreclosure rescue bill has survived a key Senate test vote. In another reading on the economy today, the Conference Board says consumer confidence has sunk to the fifth lowest level ever. Board also says consumers' expectations have hit an all-time low.
The one silver lining is that we may be nearing a bottom. So, you know, hopefully in the next several months, we'll begin to see signs of a little bit of a turnaround.
That's the Conference Board's Lynn Franco. More than 800 wildfires are raging across Northern California. Randy Eardley is with the National Interagency Fire Center.
We haven't had any casualties yet, and while there are certainly hundreds of homes threatened right now, reporting one or two that have been lost.
There's been another flood levee failure along the Mississippi River. This one near St. Charles, Missouri, has inundated farmland and is threatening previously evacuated homes. Meantime, volunteers are still working hard to bolster other waterlogged levees with thousands of sandbags. President Bush says the U.S. is stepping up to help typhoon victims in the Philippines.
The United States will move the USS Ronald Reagan, large aircraft carrier, to help with the assistance along with other U.S. Navy assets. We're happy to do it. We want to help our friends in the time of need.
Storm hit over the weekend, leaving dozens dead. Checking Wall Street this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average now up more than 22 points, NASDAQ down 3. This is AP Radio. Two U.S. soldiers and two American civilian employees have been killed in the bombing of a building in Baghdad. Military has a suspect in custody and blames Shiite extremists for the attack. A visit to Israel by France's president has ended in panic and confusion.
The first thought was that someone was trying to assassinate either the French president or maybe the Israeli prime minister, so they hustled the French president and his wife onto their plane. It turned out, though, it was apparently a suicide attempt by an Israeli policeman guarding the event.
The AP's Mark Levy in Jerusalem. Israel's calling a rocket attack from Gaza a gross violation of a truce with Gaza militants that went into effect last Thursday. Islamic Jihad says the attack was in retaliation for an Israeli raid on the West Bank this morning. The Mormon Church wants its California members to help amend the state's constitution to ban gay marriage. A letter to Mormon bishops calls on Mormons to donate means and time for this fall's ballot measure. I'm John Groundwater, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Motel 6. When you need a break from the road, choose Motel 6. You always get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. Motel 6. We'll leave the light on for you.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Do you own a political or business website that needs more traffic? Are you tired of rising prices for paid web listings? Well, there is a natural way to increase traffic to your site with search optimization. When you search on Google or Yahoo, did you ever wonder why some sites show up at the top and others are buried pages deep? Atomic Media and Web knows that search engines like Google look at those sites and decide the rank based on their secret formula for relevance. Then they store that info in a gigantic database. Atomic Media and Web specializes not only in web design, but also offers a search optimization service to make your site naturally relevant to most search engines, thus increasing the visibility for your site on the web without having to purchase pricey listings. To learn more about search optimization, log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. 480-736-2711. Maximize your site's web traffic with search optimization. Call 480-736-2711 or log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com.
You know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul, but I think there's nothing more attractive on a person than a really beautiful smile. Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and I know the best place in Phoenix to rejuvenate your smile painlessly. Central Dental Care. Whether you're ready to replace old loose fillings, maybe you're ready for a complete smile makeover, it doesn't matter. Call Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. See, I've experienced the personal, serious service Central Dental Care provides, because when I had a dental emergency in Phoenix, Dr. Espinoza immediately had me come by his clinic. He zeroed in on where the pain was. He took care of it right then and there, and poof, the pain was gone. But don't take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297 and find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com.
The Jeff Farias Show.
How many times have we heard from the right wing about, you know, big government? You know, they're against big government unless you're scared, and they're the biggest government you could ever imagine, the biggest, scariest, with this crazy old yellow teeth old man in front of it shaking his fist against a green screen yelling into the night.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative.
This is Tom Hartman.
I guess you could figure out our politics. Welcome back. Henrik Binslev is with us. By the way, at the top of the next hour, Scott McClellan is going to drop by. It should be an interesting conversation. But right now, Henrik Binslev is with us. He is the director of RESO at DTU. This is the research organization with the Danish Technical University that is doing work on wind power. Is that a reasonable...
Well, we do research of a broad range of topics. The common denominator is renewable energies and also nuclear technologies for medical purposes, principally.
Oh, interesting, interesting. I noticed that, in fact, I was just looking at some of the statistics here on wind power in Denmark, and in 2001 you were generating 12% of your electricity with wind power. That was over 2 million megawatts, or 2,000 megawatts, 2 gigawatts, 2 billion watts. Then in 2002, it went to 13%, 2003, 15%, 2004, 18%. By 2007, it was a 19%. What percentage of your electricity?
20% now.
20% this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, flying in here, as we flew in over the harbor here in Copenhagen, we saw the giant windmills. They've become the skyline, you know, the new skyline.
Did you notice they were standing on a curve?
No, I didn't. Explain this to me.
Well, it's part of the challenge is that windmills, of course, are a part of your visual impression of your surroundings.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, when they're close to a city, then we also think about what is the aesthetics of it. And therefore, the architect thought it was quite nice that they would have a curve, so when you're seeing them from, for instance, when you're landing, when you're flying into Copenhagen, then you will see them lining up on a nice curve, and you see one hiding behind the other, and then they're coming out.
That's right.
At the back.
And in fact, looking, I can see them from my hotel room,
mm-hmm.
and some of them look smaller than the others, and I know that it's just perspective. It's like they're farther away. And they're just cranking all the time. There's one that seems to be down for maintenance. There was a barge next to it when we came in. But
unfortunate thing.
Yeah. But I, you know, Leah was mentioning that her parents are members of a cooperative that apparently people all over Denmark own part of their power, or there you have these public power co-ops that people buy into and they build windmills?
That used to be the case. Now it's moving more towards big business, that offshore wind farms is really, as any other big power generating facility is, really big capital.
Right.
There is, though, the situation on land that, because indeed when you're close to where people are living, then there's certain irritation at seeing these beautiful windmills. There's a certain irritation that you can hear the wind noise. So therefore, if people own a share in it, then just like farmers can better accommodate the wonderful noises of a farm, then
right, it smells.
Windmill owners can better accommodate the beautiful aesthetics and the sounds of a windmill. So I think in recent years, there's been an active policy of trying to get the co-ownership in the community. That's different from what it was in the earlier days, where indeed it was collaborative, co-ops. But that's not the case really anymore.
And Denmark is one of the major exporters now to the world.
That's correct.
About wind turbines.
About 40% of windmills in the world are built in Denmark.
Wow. So you've turned. I mean, this is Bernie Sanders is a U.S. senator who comes on our show every Friday and takes calls from our listeners. And he just has been banging on this thing for the six years that he's been a guest on our show, you know, almost every week. If we just had alternative energy technology, we could create jobs and we could be export. And
you're right. And he is right.
Yeah.
Because this is a business area that's expanding massively. Last year, it was worth $100 billion, and that was
just in Denmark.
No, worldwide.
Oh, worldwide, okay.
Denmark is not bad.
You're talking wind.
Dimension. No. That's all sustainable energy technologies.
Okay.
Renewable energy technologies. That market was worth $100 billion last year. But the interesting thing is that it was a doubling in just over 2 years.
Wow.
And that rate of increase appears to be carrying on. And in fact, just actually this morning, we had a presentation in the Danish Industry Association of the new International Energy Agency's report on what's the outlook for energy technologies and how we're going to meet the challenges of climate change, how we're going to move away from carbon-based energy sources, and what does that involve? Well, he gave an astronomical figure for just what the investments worldwide are going to be in energy technologies until 2050. That is, of course, a few years still. But that was $45 trillion of extra spending.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could say that means, in a sense, a burden on all of us, because, of course, dealing with a challenge often means extra effort. But it's also a business opportunity.
Yeah.
And even if you divide the number of days from now until 2050, if you divide that into $45 trillion, it still represents an enormous business opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Denmark is benefiting from now and what U.S. should be benefiting from. That right. U.S. is a very innovative society, very good at seeing opportunities, getting good minds to work at finding solutions. And, of course, here you can marry two things, that you're going, on the one hand, after doing what's good for the planet, and on the other hand, earning money.
Sure.
And exactly what we're wanting to do here in Denmark. We wouldn't mind doing it together with some of our American friends.
Yeah, it's called doing well by doing good.
Exactly.
It seems like a reasonable thing. The problem is that in America, we've got a lot of politicians who are in the back pockets of, frankly, ExxonMobil and Chevron and the big oil companies. And they're getting all these campaign contributions, and there's this enormous amount of lobbying, and there's a huge campaign to convince Americans that there is no such thing as global warming, and even if there is, it's got nothing to do with oil, that the sun is getting hotter or something. And it's basically the fossil fuel industry, coal, oil, and gas, just hanging on to squeeze every last profit that they can out of the American consumer. And do you have those debates here?
We do, but look at British Petroleum, which is not called British Petroleum anymore. BP, they are now an energy company. They're no longer just a petroleum company.
Right.
They have seen where is the business in the future. So they are already now sowing the seeds of what's going to be their livelihood in the future.
Right.
And so they're putting themselves behind it. Now, I think it would actually be a very good business proposition also in the U.S. simply to say, well, what are we going to be living off in 20, 30 years' time? Well,
right.
let's take the initiative now and sow those seeds.
Right.
And even if there was a significant effort on all parts to move into renewable energy technologies, rest assured that there's still going to be a market for oil and gas and coal.
There'll still be profit to be made in the carbon-based industry.
Of course, because it will take a lot of time to move out of it. But it's going to be a big and exciting effort to move into the new technologies.
Yeah. But ExxonMobil in the last quarter showed a larger quarterly profit than any corporation in the history of the world going back to the Roman Empire.
Wow.
And the former CEO of ExxonMobil walked away with a $400 million goodbye package as his compensation. I mean, and they're spreading tens of millions. I mean, $15 million a day on average is spent lobbying our senators and members of Congress. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. And much of that is coming from the fossil fuel industry, and they're just tenaciously hanging onto this thing. And they're getting huge subsidies. Did it take government subsidies to birth this industry here in Denmark, or did Danish entrepreneurs do this?
It was actually a wonderful triple helix, as we call it, a mixture of political will to invest at a time where it was not competitive, plus a lot of individual entrepreneurs who were just keen to try this out. Mm. And then the third leg, not to forget, and that was research. There happened to be a competence base that could stand in as soon as the ideas to try to develop this, they could actually make these windmills, give them a sound scientific and engineering foundation. And you know where that competence came from? That was Danish program in developing nuclear energy that provided the materials technology and the knowledge of how the wind blows. That was the basis for starting up our wind adventure.
So one thing led to another.
It's, exactly.
Good science leads to good science. And research leads to research.
Leads to new opportunities by solving the essential problems in getting a technology to work.
That's great. We're talking with Hendrik Bindslev. He's the director of RISO. RISO of the DTU, the National Laboratory for Sustainable Energy at the Technical University of Denmark. And I'd like to ask you about what the Germans are doing with solar power and how, you know, what you're looking at there, what the future models of this, the costs are, and also will you take some calls from our listeners if they have
questions? Sure.
Great. 866-303-2270, our telephone number, 16 minutes past the hour.
This is Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Truth in Broadcasting.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
The wealthiest 1% of Americans are worth more than 90% of the U.S. population combined. They aren't merely rich.
They are the super rich. How did they make their fortunes? How do they live their lives? And how much is enough? David Faber Reports, a CNBC original production. Untold Wealth, The Rise of the Super Rich, premieres June 26, 10 Eastern, only on CNBC.
Should a man over 50 take the same multivitamin as a woman? Until recently, you didn't have much choice, but now you do. Introducing new One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, a complete multivitamin specially formulated for the needs of a man over 50. The only leading multivitamin with both support for prostate and heart health, plus ginkgo for memory and concentration. New One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the only complete multivitamin with more of what matters to you.
Hello, I'm Zach White, owner of 76 Mortgage. Are you tired of hearing about mortgage companies that advertise rates and programs that sound too good to be true? If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. I could tell you how 76 Mortgage has the lowest rates and fees, or about the thousands of programs we have to offer. Truth be told, many brokers in the business have access to the same programs and rates, but most mortgage brokers and banks who advertise would be large companies with big overhead and a ton of expenses. And unfortunately, these costs get passed on to the consumers. 76 Mortgage is a local company. We do not have a team of loan officers on our payroll, and we do not pay for large, expensive office spaces or branches. When you call 76 Mortgage, you will be dealing with me or Jeremy Schachter, co-owners of 76 Mortgage. So when choosing a mortgage broker, bigger is not always better. Call me today for a rate quote at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626.
DK number 0907413.
Or log on to 76mortgage.com today.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Every day on my show, we discuss issues and try to move a little closer to understanding. So I'd like to take a minute with you now to discuss breast disease. Breast disease affects 1 in 8 women. I know the feeling. You have a crazy schedule or, oops, missed your last appointment. Women rarely take proper care of themselves. They're busy taking care of their family. But who's going to take care of your family if you're not there? Catching any breast anomaly early is the key to treatment. Now, most women skip their mammogram because they think they don't have time. But you do. Arizona BreastNet offers women personalized, specialized care. Arizona BreastNet's all-female staff, led by Dr. Barkley White, specializes only in breast health. They use digital mammography for your comfort and for analysis clarity. And if your screening needs follow-up, additional tests will be done there that day. No waiting, no worrying. Arizona BreastNet will have answers to your questions before you leave. That is so important. Schedule an annual mammogram for yourself or for a woman you love. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or visit www.azbreastnet.com.
The primaries are over. The candidate is locked, and now it's up to all of us to make sure we don't get 4 more years of this.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain, we progressives must unite to take our country back. 1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party. Tuesday, July 1st. Meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrate the beginning of a new American era.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
The 1480 KPHX Unity Party. Tuesday, July 1st, starting at 5 p.m. at 1130 The Restaurant. At 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. Details at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Air Conditioning Company. Cecilia Cusimano with Free Point Wealth Management. Dan Sabin for Sheriff 08. And 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
It just don't get any better than this.
I'm telling
you. It's about as good as good ever.
Free college, free health care.
If there's anything better.
Free child care. A year's maternity. It doesn't get much better than this.
Good for recruitment.
I guess
international recruitment.
There you go. We're talking with Henrik Binslev. He is the director of RISO, DTU, which is the Research Institute of the National Laboratory for Sustainable Energy. And a couple of questions. What do you do when the wind doesn't blow? You're 20% of your power is now coming from the wind.
That's right, and we want to go even further than that. We might go up to 50%. And indeed, what do we do when the wind doesn't blow? Well, in the short term, we just need backup capacity. And of course, economically, that's not optimal. So what we're working on is a combination of storage
capabilities so that you can keep the electricity in huge batteries, but not really just batteries. We're talking about different storage facilities. One is hydro dams, so hydropower.
You pump water
backwards up into the dam. That's actually functioning today, so when the wind blows in Denmark, then the hydropower plants in Norway run backwards. They pump the water up, and when it doesn't blow, they let the water out, and they give us our electricity back.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's a bad deal, though, because we sell it cheap and buy it expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to do something else. And in any case, storage is going to become one of the really valued commodities in our energy systems.
Right.
So another route that's interesting and being pursued in Denmark is electrical cars, because there we would actually be doing two good things in one. On the one hand, replacing petrol and diesel in the cars. That would reduce the emissions in the transport sector, which is just going up and up and up.
Right.
And at the same time, that would pay for a huge storage facility. If
the cars themselves become the storage facility.
The batteries in the cars become the storage facility. A car only drives a small fraction of its time. So it sits in the parking lot at work or in the garage at home and doesn't do any good, except in this new mode. There would be doing a lot of good business actually also for its owner, because it would be buying electricity cheap when there's too much, and it would be selling it more expensive when there's too much, and that means the private consumer would be earning money leaving his car in the parking lot or in the garage. And at the same time, the general power supply would benefit, because we would have electricity when the wind wasn't blowing. Then we would simply have the millions of cars charging away, giving the electricity off from their batteries.
So for example, if my car is plugged in overnight when there's very little demand for electricity,
yes.
I'm buying electricity at, let's just pull numbers out of the air, I'm paying a penny a watt, for example,
yeah,
or a kilowatt.
Yeah.
Yeah, penny, let's say I'm paying a penny.
Yeah.
But during the day, peak demand, I could sell it for 3 pennies.
That's right. Yeah.
And so out of my own car.
Yes.
So I drive my car to work and I plug it into a place at work, and I start selling back to the utility the electricity that I bought from the utility overnight.
Exactly.
And my car becomes part of a multi-million car giant storage battery for the country.
Exactly.
And as a side effect, I get to drive it.
Yes, and not only that. It turns out we've been at RISU, we have not just scientists working on the physical science. We also have economists, and they have worked out what's the value of that service, i.e. buying when it's expensive, when it's cheap, and selling when it's expensive, or providing that storage facility. And that service is worth much more than your average energy consumption for transport. In other words,
you're going to pay me to drive my car?
That's right. Well, it'll pay you to have the battery. And
right.
So the utility will pay you to have the would like you to have the battery.
Right.
And therefore, they will give you the electricity either virtually free or maybe even free, and just say, well, it costs a lot to have the battery, to produce the battery is expensive.
Right.
But the utility will say, okay, I'll lease the battery to you,
right.
Because it did cost the utility a lot to build the battery.
Right.
But as long as you plug it into the net most of the time, then we don't mind that you use some of our electricity, because the utility will say it's much more worth much more to us that we can use the storage. That's one way of thinking of it. The other way is that you have another mode of operating this could be simply that it's total free market, and each car is equipped with a computer where the driver has a strategy. He says, okay, I need to drive to work in this from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and I need to go back at, say, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So in other words, my battery should be high there.
Right.
And in the meantime, find the best buying and selling strategy. You know, you work on it's on the stock market, and you
right.
don't have people doing the stock markets really. It's computers,
right.
And therefore, of course, it has to work out what is the typical rhythm and find the right way, right strategy. And even with that, you would make money.
Okay.
And now you'd say, what happens if I do something out of the ordinary? Yes, indeed. If you want to suddenly go and visit your aunt, or you want to go on holiday and it doesn't fit with the strategy, then you do need a little extra petrol tank and, for instance, a fuel cell. And then
right.
you will go in and tank as normal, get the fuel cell to charge your battery, and then you keep on driving. And that, of course, will be more expensive in terms of consuming fuel than just tanking pure electricity.
Right.
So normally you would only tank your electricity, but for the off event, then you would have the freedom. And that's one of the...
But you still don't have an internal combustion engine.
Well, you could combine it with an internal combustion engine. So in the short term, it would probably be an internal combustion engine optimized so that it could charge as you need.
And Denmark and Israel are working on these things. I want to hear about the taxation scheme when we come back when we come back from the break about how it is that... I mean, this isn't... airy-fairy, you know, eye in the or head in the sky stuff. You're actually putting this into place.
Yes.
I want the details. 27, and I want all of our American listeners to be yelling at their legislators. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry-fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So Dry-Fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry-Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Instead of paying more for car insurance, you'd rather pay less. Call you crazy, but for some strange reason, you like saving money. And guess what? With things like money-saving rates, multi-car discounts, and good driver discounts, GEICO's always looking for ways to lower what you pay for great car insurance. Huh. Guess you can call us crazy, too.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The wealthiest 1% of Americans are worth more than 90% of the U.S. population combined. They aren't merely rich. They are the super rich. How did they make their fortunes? How do they live their lives? And how much is enough? David Faber reports, a CNBC original production. Untold Wealth, The Rise of the Super Rich, premieres June 26, 10 Eastern, only on CNBC.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Economic news. I'm Ed Donahue. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index dropped in June to the lowest it's been in 16 years. This is Lynn Franco with the Conference Board.
We've been conducting this survey since 1967, so it's obviously... a very dismal reading in a historical perspective.
Home prices in the U.S. tumbled in April at the fastest rate since a widely followed index was started in 2000. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says a deadly attack in Sadr City in Iraq is a terrible reminder of the dangers Americans face as they work to help rebuild Iraq. Four Americans were killed, including one State Department employee. Former President Bill Clinton is offering to help Barack Obama's presidential campaign.
President Clinton put out his first statement in support of Barack Obama today. He said he'll do whatever it takes to help get him elected president.
Nedra Pickler, there is positive attitude in some places in the Midwest still waiting for floodwaters to crest.
I think we've got a winning battle here, but we just need to stay on top of it.
A levee did break overnight in Missouri. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Buying a good used car can be a nightmare, but not at Consolidated Auto Sales. At Consolidated Auto Sales, they carefully choose the best cars based on quality, dependability, and price, and then pass the savings on to you. Family-owned and operated, Consolidated's been selling cars for 65 years in the same location since 1942. Call 602-258-6071. Don't just buy a pre-owned car. Buy from a dealership with honesty, integrity, and longevity. Drive by to see the good guys at Consolidated Auto Sales in the heart of Phoenix, right on the price and right on the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren. Or shop online at ConsolidatedAuto.com or call 602-258-6071. That's 602-258-6071.
There's a program on 1480 KPHX on Saturdays at 1 p.m. called Desert Politics, brought to you by the Maricopa County Democratic Party. This program gets to the issues that face our cities, our county, and our state. We'll talk with the people who identify the problems, suggest solutions, and pass the legislation. We'll discuss those things happening at the Capitol that you don't hear discussed anywhere else. Just for fun, we'll mine the legislative archives for those quotes and bills that will make you scratch your head wondering what they're thinking. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 1480 KPHX for Desert Politics.
EcoTality is a renewable energy company that acquires and commercially advances clean electric technologies and applications. Offering a wide variety of alternative energy solutions, EcoTality is working to reduce the world's dependence upon carbon-based fuels, from hydrogen and solar products to the development and installation of electric vehicle charging stations. EcoTality is advancing clean electric technologies to meet the world's increasing energy demands. For more information, please visit EcoTality.com. Invest in a cleaner and greener future today. Invest in EcoTality. ETLY.OB.
Pat Buchanan talks about John McCain.
He's very bellicose. He's got that in-your-face attitude Bush does.
Before you consider yourself a swing voter, think about it.
I think we could very well be at war with Iran. That's one of the reasons why I've always been skeptical of McCain.
And talk about it.
I think he's Bush on steroids.
On the official station of the future, 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Yeah, standing for a better world. Tom Hartman here with you. Dr. Henrik Benslev is with us. He is the director of... You pronounce it so beautifully.
PISR, DCU, the National Laboratory for Sustainable Energy.
RISR. Yeah, that's RISR. DTU, the National Laboratory for Sustainable Energy. And, you know, some of the conversations we've been having off the air, so I want to bring it all back on the air. This is absolutely fascinating stuff. You're moving ahead with this plan to use cars as storage systems and have cars, and it's happening in Denmark and it's happening in Israel. And how is this, and how can other countries do this?
In Denmark, it's interesting because of the very high tax rate on cars, and there's a tax break on electrical cars.
Uh-huh.
And that, of course, means that it doesn't necessarily work out financially in other countries.
Right.
In Denmark, it's being done because, on the one hand, we know that we have to stimulate technologies that are not cheap enough for the market, but where we make use of the fact that by doing, you learn. And the more systems you put in place, the cheaper it becomes, and eventually becomes cheap enough. And in addition, of course, we need the storage capacity, because we're the country in the world with the largest amount of wind power, and we're going to keep on building up more wind power. And by doing that, we learn how to deal with it and develop technologies for it, and that means by facing the challenges early, you develop your competence, and there with that, the business. And so in the long run, I think it will pay off, just now, like it did with the wind energy.
Now, in the United States, we have areas very, very long distances that some people will drive. And one of the suggestions that I've heard many times, and I'd love to get your take on this, is that a great way to store electricity is through hydrolysis. In other words, taking water, breaking it into hydrogen and oxygen, storing the hydrogen, compressing the hydrogen, putting pipelines, gas stations, liquefying it, whatever, and then having hydrogen fuel cell operated electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, on the scale of the different ways that you would want to store electricity, where does that fall, and what are the things that you're working with?
Well, Converting it into hydrogen is certainly one of the big research areas. Now, hydrogen is a difficult substance to store because you have to put it under enormous pressure in order to get it into a container that can drive your car for a long distance. The alternative is to put it into metals. Funnily enough, hydrogen can dissolve into metals, and actually you can dissolve an awful lot of hydrogen, so there's actually more hydrogen in a given solid piece of metal than if you were to make that metal hollow and just put pressure inside.
Is this what's called hydrides?
Yes, exactly. But so that's there's a major research effort, and there's also research in that in our institute. But there's also alternative routes, and that is just like you can split up water into hydrogen and oxygen, you could also split up carbon dioxide into carbon monoxide and oxygen, and then carbon monoxide and hydrogen. That's something that's called synthesis gas. Mm. And there we can, with existing technologies, convert that into liquid fuels, for instance, methanol and things like that. And if we were to do that, then we can use more standard infrastructure that we know today. So you can have a normal...
So you can create methanol out of water using electricity, basically?
Yes, out of water and carbon dioxide. But you have carbon dioxide coming out of our power plant. So if we take that carbon dioxide and don't pump it into the underground, but just say... Okay,
or into the air.
Preferably not into the air, but... So let's say we collect the carbon dioxide,
right,
and then instead of pumping it underground, we put it into an electrolysis facility. Mm-hmm. And there, either with the electricity generated from wind, from solar, or even from nuclear, then you could be converting that into liquid fuels. And that is another route that we're considering.
What's your timeline?
Well, the timeline for the hydrogen storages are quite long. So in the short term, we have to rely on pressurized hydrogen.
But no, I mean for like your electric cars. And
the electric car...
And you talked about hitting 50 to 80% of your
wind
power.
Well, okay. The electrical cars in Denmark, there, I think that the current business that is being developed is expected to have the first cars out in Denmark in around 2011 or 12. So that's not far in the future.
3 years.
Now, that will then be, of course, initially small scale. And the hope is, my hope is certainly that with a better optimized incentive system, then on the time of maybe 15 years, as much as 20 or 30 or even 50% of the fleet in Denmark could be electrical cars. But I believe in the model where it's electrical cars where you can also tank a fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can have a combination. So that's really like
so
a hybrid.
If you want to drive to Italy, you can do it.
Yes, exactly. You know, and it's really like a hybrid, except it's a super hybrid where you have a really strong battery and you can drive very fast purely on the battery.
Right.
Fast and far on the battery.
Fascinating. I want to take some calls here. Just a very quick question, though. You mentioned when we were on the break that these propellers on these giant wind turbines that I saw as we were flying in over Copenhagen are the size of a 747.
Well,
what are the limits? Where and what about, you know, small ones, neighborhoods, homes, things
right.
like that?
You're right. The size is actually bigger than the jumbo jet now. So each wing is now approaching 100 meters. So wings has a total span of 200 meters.
Wow.
So it's bigger than your jumbo jet. And indeed, these wings, they are high-tech stuff because the materials are stretched to the absolute limits of what materials can take. Maximal strength combined with lightness, and they have to flex in the right way because these are actually very long, slender structures which are bouncing around in a turbulent wind, and they have to stand even the hurricane. And that really means you're developing new materials just for windmills.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, they also are equipped with tiny, well, really like small feathers on birds of prey that vibrate to counteract the turbulence in the wind so that they can stabilize themselves. And this is a fascinating feedback.
Smart blades.
Yes, with a feedback system where you have measuring what the wind is doing and so on. And you're mentioning whether we also want small windmills. Yes, small windmills are being developed, but no longer in Denmark, no longer in the major players. But it is actually being developed, for instance, in India, where there are now also major companies growing, and they will be supplying small windmills. But in, for instance, Big Vestas, the biggest company in the wind industry. There you couldn't order a small windmill anymore.
Yeah.
And you ask, what's the limit? Well, currently the windmills you buy are approximately 2 to 3 megawatts. And their plans for 5 megawatts. And there's even research effort going on until 10 megawatts. But it's not certain that that will be optimal. It could well be that the optimal windmill is around 3 to 5 megawatts, and that the effort goes into making it cheaper, making it faster to produce, and making it more reliable.
Right. So 5 megawatts, for comparison, a standard coal-fired power plant.
It's 100 times bigger.
About 100 times. So 100 windmills, and you've got one entire
coal-fired plant. Except that you would also have to take account of the fact that the coal plant can run all the time, whereas the windmills will only run between 20 to 40% of the time, depending on the wind conditions.
Right. Which is why you need all those electric cars.
That's right.
There you go. Dr. Henrik Binslev is with us, and we'll take your calls here, 866-303-2270. Chase in Palm Springs, California, you're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Very well.
I have to admit, the concept of everybody kind of tapping into it, a vein, a heartbeat of energy, that concept to me is just unbelievable. That would be great for America. Now, my question, though, is, and all the other stuff you guys talk about is great. I appreciate the show and everything. How do I explain to my right-wing Republican friends here in America that an electric car, for example, or something like that is cleaner than fossil fuels? But I always get the opposite, that fossil fuels it's unbelievable to me here, but that the battery is more pollutant to the environment than a fossil fuel.
Well, there is thank you, Chase. There is some reality to the problem of the toxicity of the batteries. Well, how do you address that?
Well, the batteries have to be recyclable. You're absolutely right that as long as you have batteries that contain in a sense, also precious materials. Mm. You'll want
things
to
like
recycle
cadmium.
Them. Well, you really don't want cadmium. You want at the moment, the main thought is lithium batteries. And lithium as such is not a problem. But in any case, it's a valuable resource. Mm. So you should be recycling your batteries, and that should be thought into the whole process, that we really don't want a graveyard of batteries. You're right. Mm. The other point is if you produce the electricity out of coal, well, then, of course, there's going to be carbon dioxide emissions in producing the electricity. But funnily enough, because modern coal plants are actually more efficient than your standard internal combustion engine in a car, mm-hmm. it still pollutes the environment less with carbon dioxide. But the really interesting one is if you're running off sustainable energy technologies.
Right, right. And you mentioned that in addition to wind, now we're in third generation solar.
No, we're not in third yet. So solar cells...
You're working on them.
We're working on them. So solar cells are projected to become a very major contributor to our energy equation on the horizon of 2050. They will probably be competitive out at the consumer within something like 10 years or so, but the major energy producer in 2050.
That's remarkable. Dr. Henrik Binslev is with us, the director of RISU, DTU. And the scientist and researcher in the area of alternative energies here in Denmark, Tom Hartmann, broadcasting live from Copenhagen. We'll be back with more of your calls right after this break. Stick around.
Tom Hartmann.
This is the Tom Hartmann Program.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartmann at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Every single one of you who are Clinton supporters, I am sorry if you were abused, if you were damaged, if your candidate was harangued, if your position was attacked, if you felt that you were disrespected in any way. I am personally sorry that happened to you. Healing always has to start with an apology from those who may have been, even unknowingly, attacking or abusive. And I can't make other people apologize who may have hurt you, but I personally apologize if I did.
Tune in to Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
Are you feeling the crunch of high gas prices? Hi, this is Howard, owner of Community Tire and Auto Service Specialist, and I'd like to offer a few ways to maximize every gallon of gas. Observe the speed limit on highways. It can actually save you up to 85 cents per gallon in fuel efficiency. Also, by getting regular tune-ups, changing your oil and filter, and keeping your tires properly inflated, you can save up to 70 cents per gallon in fuel efficiency. At Community Tire, we want to help you make your vehicle as fuel efficient as possible. So from now through Memorial Day, bring your car to one of our Four Valley locations, mention 1480, we'll change your oil, filter, and rotate and inflate your tires and give you a complete summer travel inspection for 1480. For more information or for store locations, call 602-569-4930 or log on to CommunityTireAZ.com. That's CommunityTireAZ.com. At Community Tire, the community is our priority. 602-569-4930.
Hi folks, Bill Einelli, broker-owner of Einelli & Associates. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 for Real Estate Matters. We break down the market like no other show in the valley. Special guest, news you can use, the email bag, name that tune, and your phone calls are all part of the number one real estate show in Arizona. Real Estate Matters, Saturday mornings at 11 on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini, heart and diabetes specialist. I want to tell you about Rescue 105, an all-natural supplement that helps maintain healthy blood glucose levels. There are 50 million people in the U.S. with prediabetes. Many times, individuals do not even know their blood sugar is elevated. If you have a family history of diabetes, are overweight, especially with belly fat, or have high triglycerides, you are at risk for diabetes and probably have a high blood sugar. If you have a heart problem, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, you're also at risk. Rescue 105 is a natural supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
Call now at 1-800-481-3614 and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105 to help maintain a healthy blood sugar level naturally. Call 1-800-481-3614. That's 1-800-481-3614. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105. Call 1-800-481-3614. Call now.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Berrios at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Clean air, blue sky, will they be here when I die? Tall trees, white snow, will they be here when I go? I look up, I look down.
Oh, so 9.5 minutes before the hour. Dr. Henrik Binslav is with us of the Russo DTU. Pardon my terrible English pronunciation of your Danish acronyms. One of the leading researchers in the country, I would say probably in the world, on this and many other topics. Len in New York City. You're on the air.
Hi. I miss Denmark. I haven't been there in a long, long time.
Why don't you come over?
Huh?
Why don't you come over?
It's
bring some tourist dollars.
No, just come and enjoy it.
Yeah.
The question I had was, I was trying to do the math. Once you said that it would be about 20 to 40% operational because of the wind, I'm thinking that one good thing is that the wind is the same. Wind is wind, whether it's in Saudi Arabia or in upstate New York. But if it's, let's assume it's about 30% operational, and you were saying that it takes 100 about for a coal plant, then you would need about 300, let's say, of those to equal a coal plant operating full time.
Yes.
I was just wondering what the relative costs might be. And there was one other question before I forget. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Let's assume you had a 200-acre, like whatever acreage area squared. How close can you put them? How many windmills can you set up within an area?
Very good question. So you're right that we need about 300 per coal power plant. And the density with which they can sit, that is dependent on really how quickly does the energy in the wind field replenish itself from the upper air layers. So the wind higher up has to filter back down to earth and replenish. So you can only put it so close. And that is actually an area of research that we're doing at the moment. But the rule of thumb is that it's between a factor of 3 to 7 times the diameter of the rotor. So there's a finite density. The other thing that's affecting it is that one windmill will cause turbulence, which downstream from it will affect not so much the energy production of the next windmill, but it will affect its lifetime. How long? The more turbulence there is in the wind, the more wear you have on the turbine. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely an economic optimum for how closely you space them.
Fascinating.
Did you have another? I think I didn't catch your first question. Did I answer?
No, you answered. Oh, his question: the cost relative.
The cost
relative of 300 windmills versus coal-fired plant.
So that's actually well known because operators of wind farms, they bid in, and they in Denmark and most of the European countries. I'm sure it's probably the case in the U.S. as well. But the way it works in Denmark is that an operator will offer to run the farm at a fixed price for the electricity. So they will want a minimum price. And that currently, that is higher than coal power plants. I think it's by maybe even a factor of 2. But that's not, of course, taking into account future prices on carbon dioxide.
Right.
And some very good studies have been carried out, amongst others by McKinsey and Vattenfall. Vattenfall is a big company, energy company in Sweden, where they have judged at what price of carbon dioxide, at what price of carbon dioxide would various technologies be competitive. And their land-based windmills is actually the ones that are at the lowest price of all the sustainable energy technologies. But it's not competitive with coal if you don't have to pay for those CO2.
If you don't consider the external costs of coal.
Yes.
But didn't Sweden just impose a $300 per ton tax on carbon?
Oh, I don't think it's that high. That would surprise me.
Yeah,
But I'm not knowledgeable of it.
Yeah.
But that would be very high.
Maybe it was $300 per 1,000 tons or something.
No, I don't know the number.
But they're seriously looking at that or doing that.
But that's what it's about worldwide, is to try and put a price on carbon. And that's actually something that businesses in the U.S. are also asking, because at the moment in the U.S. it's irritating much of your developers that they cannot exactly know what carbon dioxide price to figure in the future.
Right, right. And therefore, there needs to be some sort of standardization. Richard in San Luis Obispo, listening on KYNS. Hey, Richard.
Hi. I wonder if you guys have experimented with horizontal turbines as well as vertical ones.
Horizontal turbines?
Yeah.
That you've got to explain. So there's various there are various forms.
So like a jet engine, you mean?
No. When they were doing a lot of the foundational experimentation with wind power back in the 1970s, with a lot of government funding, one of the more promising areas was horizontal turbines that used various types of vanes. But the whole thing propelled went around a horizontal axis. So instead,
you don't mean a vertical axis, do you? Because the current ones have a horizontal axis.
Okay, well,
you mean a vertical axis, I think.
I'm talking about
the ones that look like a Mobius strip, a vertical.
Yes, that we did. Yes, indeed. Yeah. So those we were working on, and in fact we still are on paper, still doing various studies, because there were good aspects of those good elements in those designs. And so they may just come back again, but probably not in the short term on land. But they are interesting, those concepts, and they're not forgotten.
Now, you said earlier when we were talking off the air that there was a possibility that you could be building floating platforms?
Indeed, because in some countries, Denmark being one of them, it's just not possible to develop any more wind power on land. We have to move into the sea. And there, at the moment, we're doing that by putting it on foundations out in shallow waters. But, of course, the potential is much greater if you could have floating windmills, and concepts for that are being developed just now. One of the challenges is that these huge structures vibrate, and now they also vibrate in the water, and that needs to be understood.
Yeah, and how do you do that, and how do you get them out?
Well, actually, being floating, that's in a sense makes some of the logistics easier, because you could imagine assembling them near the shore, for instance, in a fjord. And then you pull them out of sea, just like you do with an oil rig.
That's great. That's great. Dr. Heinrich Binslow, thank you so much.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You're in the Democracy Zone with Tom Hartman.
Ace Hardware is opening new stores nationwide, so we're celebrating with a national grand opening sale in your neighborhood. Save over 50% with an 18-volt Makita drill and flashlight for $79.99. Buy 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint and get money back for 1 gallon by mail-in rebate. Use your Ace Rewards card for double points. Don't miss this great chance to save. Friday through Sunday, only at Ace, the helpful place.
Price is good at participating Ace Hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details.
The wealthiest 1% of Americans are worth more than 90% of the U.S. population combined. They aren't merely rich, they are the super rich. How do they make their fortunes? How do they live their lives? And how much is enough? David Faber Reports, a CNBC original production. Untold Wealth, The Rise of the Super Rich, premieres June 26, 10 Eastern, only on CNBC.
Hi, KPHX listeners. My name is Cecilia, wealth advisor with FreePoint Wealth Management, and I am not your typical financial planner. We offer a variety of services to include residential loans, commercial loans, wealth accumulation, and retirement spending plans. We offer risk-free investments with market-like returns, and we get your money working for you. Call me at 602-505-2464. It's easy to remember, 602-505-2464. And advertising is not so much about the medium you choose, but the people you reach. That's why I advertise with KPHX. I have found KPHX listeners to be good quality people that I have enjoyed working with and getting to know. And as a result, my business has more than doubled. So if you're serious about growing your business and getting to know a great group of people, then you have to advertise on KPHX Radio. So give them a call.
To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. It may be turning into a buyer's market. Home prices have dropped dramatically. The AP's John Belmont has the figures.
They fell in April at the fastest pace since the S&P Case-Shiller Index began in 2000. House prices tumbled more than 15% in 20 big cities compared to the same time last year. They even went south in the last holdout, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Congress is looking for ways to help ease the housing crunch. A huge foreclosure bill jumped a procedural hurdle today. Senator Christopher Dodd says it's important for Congress to take action on the measure.
We bear responsibility more than anything else to offer a future of some hope for our fellow citizens and people who count on us. And this housing proposal gives us a chance, I think, to do that.
But some Republicans oppose the measure, like Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming.
This bill's a federal government bailout, and that's why I oppose it.
The measure faces a threatened veto by President Bush. The Clintons are getting back into campaigning. Friday, Hillary Clinton will be making an appearance for the first time with Barack Obama. Now the AP's Nedra Pickler reports Bill Clinton is also offering to help.
President Clinton put out his first statement in support of Barack Obama today. He said he'll do whatever it takes to help get him elected president.
John McCain today is calling for the federal government to become more energy efficient. He's promising to switch official vehicles to green technologies and to do the same for office buildings. Four Americans were killed today in a bombing at a government building in Baghdad. A suspect who tested positive for explosive residue has been caught. The Mississippi River has broken through another levee, this time near the town of St. Charles, Missouri. No homes are threatened by this latest flooding. Radio host Don Imus is trying to explain comments he made about the arrest of the NFL's Pac-Man Jones. He says he was trying to make a sarcastic point about the unfair treatment of blacks in the criminal justice system. When talking about the arrest, he asked what color the player is. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow now up by about 30 points. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. is moving to help the Philippines deal with this week's devastating typhoon.
Meeting in the Oval Office with Philippine President Arroyo, the president expressed U.S. condolences over the loss of life in the tragedy. And he says the aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, and other ships are moving to the area to aid in the recovery efforts.
We're happy to do it. We want to help our friends in the time of need.
President Bush also assured President Arroyo that food aid will continue, saying the U.S. will step up. Jerry Bodlander at the White House.
Some anxious moments on the tarmac in Tel Aviv. An Israeli police officer fatally shot himself during a departure ceremony for French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Officials there say there was no assassination attempt. Wildfires in Northern California are spreading heavy smoke over the region. Health officials are now warning residents to stay inside with air conditioning when they can do so safely. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Western Carolinas Resort and Spa. Treat your family to fun with the Western Carolinas Resort Stay and Play Package. Rates start from $199. Book online at carolinresort.com/stay and play. Restrictions may apply.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 800-595-1478. That's 800-595-1478. 800-595-1478. Call 800-595-1478.
As a progressive business owner on a tight budget, you know that spending long hours doing your own bookkeeping can be a real headache. Affording a full-time bookkeeper is costly, even with popular software packages. Concentrating on building your business is what really matters. Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As an expert in QuickBooks, I pride myself in office setups, organization, and maintenance through financial statements. In just a few weeks, you will be up and running, and for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. When tax time rolls around again, you will have a complete package to take to your CPA. The beauty of it is, you won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. Call me right now at 480-946-2484. And for a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz. That's 480-946-2484, or the website at camelviewaccounting.biz.
Stephanie Miller.
Grampy McSame and Barack Obama on the same stage together? I think that is a fabulous idea.
That's bully.
That's bully idea. Right up next to each other so you can really see the extent of John McCain's electricity.
White hot personality.
Ability to rouse a crowd.
My friends... This is not change you can believe in.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
The True People's Radio.
This is Tom Hartman.
And if you haven't figured it out by now, Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live from Copenhagen, Denmark, all this week. Last week, I believe it was last week, Scott McClellan testified before the House Judiciary Committee, John Conyers Committee, and Robert Wexler, who a frequent guest on this program, had some interesting comments about this. This is what Mr. Wexler said, Congressman Wexler.
Thank you, Mr. McClellan, for exposing some of the lies that were propagated by this White House. But unfortunately, as you have said, I believe as well, others in this White House have been blocking access to the truth. It's time we sweep away the bogus claims of executive privilege and get Karl Rove, Andy Card, and others before this Judiciary Committee. We have the power of inherent contempt, and if need be, we should use it. Mr. McClellan, what you have provided today for the American people is enormously important. You are the first high official in this administration to come before this Congress and offer us a glimpse into the truth. I commend you for being here today.
Thank you, Congressman. I do believe it's important for the American people to have the truth.
And that's Scott McClellan responding to Robert Wexler. And Scott McClellan on the line with us right now. Scott, welcome.
Tom, thanks for having me on the show. Glad to be with you today.
Very pleased to have you with us. Your new book, What Happened? Inside the Bush White House and Washington's Culture of Deception. And, of course, I probably don't need to say it, but you were the former press secretary to George W. Bush. You served as press secretary from 2003 to 2006. Before that, the principal deputy White House press secretary and traveling press secretary for Bush Cheney 2000. To what extent do you feel that you were, on the one hand, duped, or on the other hand, part of what may be described, and tell me if you think I'm describing it too harshly, as a criminal enterprise, essentially?
Yeah, I mean, I would disagree with the criminal enterprise. You know, I can't speak to the motivations or intentions of every individual, but I don't think that there is a group sitting around the table saying, let's figure out how we can mislead the American people into war. I don't think Colin Powell and others would have stood for that. Now, whether or not certain individuals were trying to push their own agenda and engaging in stuff that needs to be brought to light, that's another matter. And I certainly think that there are a lot of answers and there's a lot of suspicion that is there, because this White House has not been open and candid with the American people, and I wish that that would change. Unfortunately, I don't think it will change.
Yeah, I think you're right. Do you feel that you need to, as a consequence of having been a cheerleader for this war, wittingly or unwittingly propagating information that was not accurate, shall we say it, to be delicate, that you need to ask for forgiveness from the American people, or work out some sort of is this part of a process for you of kind of cleaning up your own karma?
Well, it was certainly a long process going through and writing this book and coming to the conclusions that I did, but I'm comfortable with where I ended. It's the truth from my perspective. I think it's important to share my experiences openly so that we can learn from them, so that we don't repeat these mistakes again. One of the things I talk about is the permanent campaign culture. It's one of the larger themes in the book, and the need to improve the way Washington governs for the better. I certainly got caught up in it at times, like so many other good people that come to Washington do as well. And we've got to understand how this culture accepts this certain level of political spin and manipulation, and how troubling that becomes when it's transferred over into the war-making process, where the American people need to have the truth of the situation as best we know it and understand the consequences and cost and risk as clearly as possible. And we didn't give that to the American people. Now, in the build-up to the war, I was the deputy press secretary, so my role was more limited in some of the activities there. But like a lot of Americans, I was willing to give the administration and the foreign policy team the benefit of the doubt, thinking that, you know, they were highly regarded at the time. That trust I placed in them, in hindsight, was misplaced. And I think that, you know, a lot of Americans feel that way as well.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly many of us do. This is such a tough one because, you know, in 1999, George Bush told Mickey Herskowitz, who was the guy that his mother and father hired to write his autobiography, A Charge to Keep. In 1999, he told Mickey Herskowitz, and Herskowitz is on the record about this, and it was published in The Atlantic about 5 years ago now, that George W., this was even before he had announced that he was running for president, that if he became president, he would not make the mistake that his father made and pull out of Iraq quickly before an election,
but that he would invade Iraq, he would go to Baghdad, he would gain considerable political capital as a consequence of that, and he would use that political capital to accomplish the domestic agenda that he had, which included things like privatizing Social Security. So here we have the president, you know, or we have George W. Bush, before he was president, saying if he became president, he was basically going to have a war, which ultimately led to the death of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of people, the second largest refugee crisis in the world, over 4.5 million displaced persons, not to mention 3 million displaced persons in Afghanistan, apparently purely for political purposes. That frankly to me seems somewhere between sociopathic and criminal.
Well, I can understand where you're coming from. I don't think it was purely for political purposes. It's hard to get in someone's head and know how much some of that played into his thinking, but you can't discount it at the same time. Certainly he was predisposed to target Saddam Hussein from the beginning, and September 11th gave the president and some of his advisors who were encouraging him to go forward an opportunity to carry out some of their preconceived desires, I think, in a lot of ways. But the driving motivation for the president that I saw when I became press secretary and heard in private meetings with world leaders and others was really this ambitious, idealistic vision that Iraq could be the linchpin for transforming the rest of the Middle East into a peaceful and democratic region. Now, whether or not you agree with that or not, that was what was driving him. And it was what misguided him in many ways, this idea that he could achieve this legacy of greatness and that it would be relatively easy and at low cost. And we see today how misguided that was with the irrevocable cost in terms of 4,100 troops killed and, as you said, at least tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, innocent Iraqis killed in the process as well. I'm one who believes that we should not be going to war unless it's absolutely necessary. And it's clear to me today and many others that this war was not necessary. There are other ways we could have confronted Saddam Hussein.
Right. Deputy Communications Director for George Bush when he was the Texas governor.
That's right.
And which is the time he was talking to Mickey Herskowitz. Did you ever hear him express to you or in your presence before becoming president or before 9/11 a desire to attack Iraq?
I did not. When I originally went to work for him too, I had all this idealism and hope and trust in him because he was this popular bipartisan governor. He had 70% plus approval ratings. But it's clear to me today that when he got to Washington, he was more inclined to play the game the way it's played under the existing rules rather than transform it. But I did not hear that at that time.
Many of the White House press corps are reporters. I mean, probably most of them are journalism school graduates. They're, you know, arguably reporters, but many of them are also basically TV stars, and they have anywhere from $200,000 a year to $1 million a year paychecks to protect, and their companies are multi-billion-dollar companies in the case of the big three networks, and they have access to protect. To what extent, you know, the story of Helen Thomas being relegated to the back of the room after she asked, you know, one tough question of George W. Bush after sitting at the front of the room all the way back to the Eisenhower years. To what extent were you or others in the White House involved in the process of basically intimidating the press?
Well, it's not the way I operated. There was a little bit of that I saw went on from the communication standpoint, but I tended to go to the reporters directly and deal with them if we had a problem. And I think it was wrong to do what happened to Helen Thomas, and we later reversed that, and the president started calling her on her and so forth. But that is a problem in any administration, and certainly there were times when we engaged in it.
It's still going on, is it not?
I would think to some extent. Not being on the inside anymore or welcome on the inside anymore, I think it's still going on to some extent.
Yeah. I'm curious what your future is. It seems to me like you're like one of these mafia informants who needs to go into a witness protection program.
Well, I am in uncharted waters. We'll see. I would like to look at some possibilities to continue focusing on changing the way Washington governs for the better, whether it's in the academic world or think tank world or other ways. It's really what drives me, and I really want to try to continue making a positive difference. And I've been pleased by the way people have responded so positively to the larger message in the book now that they've gotten beyond the initial orchestrated attacks on my credibility and me personally, which turned out to be very inaccurate. No one was refuting the larger themes and perspectives.
Yeah, and there's an enormous amount of, you know, fascinating insights in this, and I thank you for writing this book, and I know it's very fashionable to pick on you basically for having put up with it as long as you did, but you're doing the right thing, and I appreciate it, Tom.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Scott McClellan. His book, What Happened Inside the Bush White House and Washington's Culture of Deception. Thanks again, Scott. 16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Transforming the world by revitalizing democracy.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. And now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
1480 KPHX would like to take this opportunity to pass along our rules regarding contests and drawings. No purchase is ever necessary to enter a KPHX contest. To enter by mail, send a postcard with your name, address, age, and phone number to 1480 KPHX Contest, 824 East Washington Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034. You must be 18 years or older to enter and win. Staff and families of KPHX or Nova M Radio, its agencies, advertisers, and contest sponsors are not eligible. KPHX is not responsible for late, lost, or misdirected entries. No substitutions or cash alternatives will be given for prizes. All federal, state, and local taxes are the winner's responsibility. All decisions of KPHX are final, and you can only win once every 30 days. Void where prohibited by law. Specific rules for each contest are available at the 1480 KPHX studios at 824 East Washington Street, Phoenix, Arizona, or online at 1480kphx.com. We wish all our listeners the best of luck in winning, and thanks for listening to 1480 KPHX.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. Are you hot enough yet? Are you still putting off getting your AC checked? Well, don't wait any longer. Call Parker & Sons. Parker won the BBB Torch Award for business ethics, so I know I can trust them. And right now, Parker offers an AC tune-up for only $69, a $30 savings. Great, trustworthy service at a fair price. How can you go wrong? Do what I did. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R. For Parker and Sons.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, this is Mike Malloy. Local media connects local businesses with local customers, or at least it should. While corporate radio thumbs their noses at Main Street, 1480 KPHX specializes in working with valley-owned businesses that are competing against the chain and megastores. Keep progressive talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsors directory at 1480kphx.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
here in Denmark past the hour of 8 p.m. That would be, what, 21 minutes after 2 on the East Coast and after 11 in the West Coast. But anyhow, it's today is my jet lag day. Welcome back. And tomorrow, by the way, on the program, we're going to have the editor of the newspaper that published the infamous Danish cartoons of Muhammad. And that's going to be an interesting conversation. I'm very much looking forward to that. And I don't have it right here in front of me. In any case, and also we're going to have on the guy who authored the study that found that Denmark that the Danes are the happiest people in Europe, happiest people in the world, among the happiest people in the world. So, Russ Feingold. Let me just shift topics here. And by the way, our phone number, 866-303-2270, if you want to call in here in this last hour. Russ Feingold coming right out and saying it. We spent a lot of time last week, Thursday and Friday, talking about this absurd rewrite of the FISA legislation that Nancy Pelosi basically said, I'm not a lawyer, and stepped back and got out of the way. And Steny Hoyer, who may or may not be a lawyer, I don't know, Steny Hoyer of Maryland took this thing, the House Majority Leader, and ran it through the House, and now it's going to the Senate, where Senator Russ Feingold has said, anybody who claims that this is an okay bill, I really question if they've even read it. Have they even read it? It's like the Patriot Act. Remember the Patriot Act? I'm just waiting for the, God forbid, for the anthrax to show up or something like that. Here they had this god-awful piece of legislation, 1,100 pages, as I recall, this brick of legislation that the Republicans have been working on for years. For years they had been putting this thing together. I mean, back in the Reagan administration, pieces of the Patriot Act they had tried to get passed. And every single time they trotted it out, even the Republicans would look at it and go, what are you talking about with this fascistic now? You want to tear apart the Constitution? You know, people like Bob Barr even would get incensed when they tried to roll this stuff out. And then 9/11 happens. And so they trot out the Patriot Act, the two top Democrats, now Jim Jeffords, the Republican from Vermont, was so horrified, this is in the first months of the new legislative session, was so horrified by what he saw his own party doing with regard to No Child Left Behind, of all things. I mean, that was the issue that flipped him over the edge, because education was Jim Jeffords' thing. And in fact, his office provided me with some information that made its way into one of my books. I think it was either What Would Jefferson Do or Unequal Protection, that showed that the No Child Left Behind Act basically would turn multi-million and multi-hundred-million-dollar testing companies into multi-billion-dollar testing companies. It was basically a let's force schools to give more money to private corporations so that they can buy 5 cents worth of paper for $25. That was what No Child Left Behind was all about. And Jim Jeffords knew it. And so he said, that's it, I'm out of the party. He flipped the Senate from Republican to Democratic. And so now Pat Leahy, his colleague from Vermont, became the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and Tom Daschle became the majority leader in the Senate. The guy who got to decide what legislation comes up for a vote. So there's two guys in the Senate who could stop the Patriot Act. It had to get out of the Judiciary Committee. It had to get out of Pat Leahy's committee. And he had said, I got some real problems with this thing. And then once it got out of his committee, it had to go before Tom Daschle, who had to say, yes or no, we're going to put it on the schedule for a vote. He was playing the role that Harry Reid is playing right now. And both of these guys were not inclined to pass the Patriot Act. And two politicians in Washington, D.C., in the midst of this discussion, get anthrax in the mail, have to evacuate their offices, have to leave behind all their research, leave behind all their paperwork, leave behind all the, a terrified staff and everything else. And guess who? The only two politicians were who got the anthrax. Pat Leahy and Tom Daschle. So, I'm just... what's going to happen with this thing in the Senate? This is amazing. So, Russ Feingold, I tip my hat to you, sir. He says, this is a farce, and it's political cover. He says, Democrats enabled this. Some of the rank-and-file Democrats in the Senate who were elected on this reform platform unfortunately voted with Kit Bond, who's just giggling. He's so happy with what he got. We caved in over in the House, of course. Now, what's going to happen in the Senate? Apparently this bill, this FISA bill, is going to come before the Senate tomorrow. So today might be a good day to call your senators. Go to callcongress.org. There's a whole bunch of toll-free numbers there. There's also the same list, basically, of toll-free numbers are published over at the Daily Kos. There's a good post on this. Toll-free numbers. And just call. And if you're not even sure who your two senators are, every state has two except the District of Columbia. If you're not sure who they are, just tell them what state you live in, and they'll tell you. And just say, hey, connect me to Senator so-and-so's office. And, of course, you may want to let Harry Reid know what you're thinking about this. He represents all of us as well. We'll be taking your calls next, 866-303-2270. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program, 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on Dry Fit Roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So Dry Fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Rescue moves ahead. I'm John Groundwater. Senate's voted to speed up work on the $300 billion mortgage aid plan, but Wyoming GOP Senator Mike Enzi says, hold on.
This bill's a federal government bailout, and that's why I oppose it.
White House is threatening a veto. A nosedive for U.S. home prices. Values tumbled in April at the fastest rate since a widely followed index was begun in 2000. Consumer confidence is also tanking. Lynn Franco's with the Conference Board.
Consumers are still sort of losing confidence, not only in current economic conditions, but in terms of their outlook as well.
Mississippi River has burst through another levee in Missouri. Don Imus says his critics have it all wrong. The radio talker says when asked about Adam Jones's race, he was just trying to point out that officials are picking on the NFL player by arresting him half a dozen times.
I know there's some people want to get me, but this, you're not going to get me. This is ridiculous.
Don Imus this morning on New York's WABC and Citadel Radio. I'm John Groundwater.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy.
Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Only one magazine has been serving the gay and lesbian community in Arizona for nearly 20 years. Echo Magazine. With free distribution at over 200 convenient locations throughout Arizona, Echo Magazine is the most established and most effective way for you to advertise your business and see real results. Our print and online directory of advertisers is an essential community reference guide. Every 2 weeks, a new issue of Echo Magazine keeps our readers up to date with important news and event information that impact our lives. At EchoMag.com, we update hot news as soon as it happens to keep you in the know. Don't miss out on the chance to be part of our 9th annual Arts Season Preview Edition in August and our Milestone 500th issue coming in November. For advertising information, call 602-266-0550 or check us out on the web at echomag.com.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about democraticmatch.com.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. WWW, that's wacko, wacko, wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I'll tell you something, Truth Seeker. Of course, you know this. Bush and Cheney have done more than any two people in the history of this republic to put this nation and every one of us at dire physical risk. It's just stupefying how much danger they have put this nation in. And Nancy Pelosi says impeachment's off the table.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headline and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in the places where their business interests run. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments are killing their own.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back, Tom Hartman here with you. Oh, I can listen to Jackson Browne for an hour. I could listen to Jackson Browne for a week. Non-stop! 35 minutes past. I guess I already said that. 866-303-2270. And, oh my. Greg in Missoula, Montana, listening on KLCY. Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hey, Tom. First of all, thanks for your show. It's just great to hear a voice of reason out there. I just wanted to comment. I was watching Meet the Press this past Sunday, and we had Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina and Joe Biden from Delaware. And for 20 minutes, all they did was argue with each other. They could not agree on seemingly one simple point. Brian Williams tried to ask straight questions, could not get a straight answer from either of them. And it just, to me, typifies what's wrong with our national politics in Washington. We just are so off the mark on so many things. It's just amazing to me. And I don't really have a point other than saying that. It's just,
yeah.
I have written to our senators here, and you get these lame email responses, and it's like, yeah. Is anybody listening?
It's all about gotcha politics. Greg, thank you for the call, and I think your point is well made and well taken. First of all, I mean, you know, like Biden voted for he's a good guy, but he voted for the bankruptcy bill. Why? Well, you got all these credit card companies in Delaware. Surprise. So, I mean, and Lindsey Graham, he wants to amend the Constitution to do away with the Constitution, apparently. Let's strip out the Fourth Amendment. Yeah, him and Scalia on this terrorist, so-called, you know, detainees, these people whose brother-in-law didn't like them, and they decided to get the bounty. So there's gotcha politics, there's moneyed politics, and really it brings us back to the larger question. And I've been thinking about this all week as I've been here, what, 3 days now, but all the time I've been here in Denmark, and this is the question that I think as Americans we need to be asking ourselves economically, but also politically, and Dale, you framed it perfectly. Is the economy here to serve the people, or are the people here to serve the economy? See, I think what you find in Denmark is that the purpose of the economy, every business that exists at a certain level to serve the people and to make money. In the United States, it's the other way around. The idea that has become ascendant since the presidency of Ronald Reagan is that the economy is here to serve the people who own the economy. And you and I, the worker bees, the people who are just, you know, the cogs in the wheel, we're there to serve the economy. And it's the same thing with government. Is government here to serve us, or are we here to serve government? And increasingly, as we are seen simply as votes or as folks who can be manipulated, tragically, it's we are not having a government that serves us. And you know, we've got to do something about that. And frankly, I think the thing to do about that is to get active. Dale in New York City. Hey, Dale, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I'm upstate New York. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. Yeah, I just had a question. When you had Scott McClellan on just for a moment, he made a mention to the fact that with the president ordering, you know, the involvement in Iraq, I just found it's pretty interesting whereby all the reasons for why we're over there just kept changing. I mean, it started with, you know, we're going after Osama bin Laden, yet he's still not captured. And, you know, with all the other discoveries after that, it just kept changing all the reasons as to why we're over there. And, you know, up to the point where they say Saddam Hussein was a bad man, and so that's why we were after him. So you found that same thing, you know?
Yeah, I did. What I thought was interesting and perhaps revealing, and I haven't read Scott's book all the way through. I have read probably 80 pages of it, just, you know, randomly flipping through and reading here and there. It was the most I could do before I left on this trip. But what I got from reading the parts that I did read was what Scott said on the radio today, which I think we should take more seriously, which is that the rationale that Bush was putting forward, even in the early days, was this rationale of creating a democracy in Iraq will become the anchor for democracies across the region. And you would think any idiot could simply look at what happened in Egypt, for example, when Mubarak finally decided, okay, we'll have a really democratic election, and then it looked like the Muslim fundamentalists were going to win, and he pulled the plug on the election at the last minute and said, oops, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Or what happened in Pakistan, or what, I mean, you know, go on through the list. I mean, or any other country where we've tried to impose democracy at the, you know, with a barrel of a gun. It just doesn't work. But this is the thing that was being promoted by the neoconservatives. This is what the Project for New American Century was all about, or at least it was their main public rationale. And you had a number of Huntington and others. You had a number of these neoconservative thinkers out there and writers. And Dale, thank you for the call and raising the topic out there, bringing this stuff up and saying, well, you know, really this is all about altruism. Really, this is about establishing democracy, because, you know, no two democratic nations have ever gone to war against each other in history. And that, by and large, is true, as a matter of fact. And so, therefore, if we can simply turn the whole world democratic, We'll have peace in the world. Well, you know, Adolf Hitler was promoting 1,000 years of peace with the Third Reich. There's no shortage of people with wacky ideas to bring peace to the world. But that, you know, blowing up Iraq and creating 4.5 million refugees and killing a couple hundred thousand people, not the way to do it. Cheryl Crist, Olympia, Washington. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for doing all the good work you do educating people. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
As you may know, I'm the candidate for that area across the river from you, Vancouver, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
I can. Now, you're talking about Brian Baird's district.
That's right.
I thought that you ran against him in the primary. But wasn't the primary like a month ago?
No, we haven't had it yet. August 19th.
Oh, okay. So the Democratic primary for the congressional seats was not the same time as the presidential primary in Washington State?
Correct. Correct.
Oh.
All of these levels, at the state level for governor and House representatives and so forth on down to the local levels, all of that occurs August 19th by mail-in ballot.
Right. Okay. So very interesting. Cheryl, you got a website?
And, the website is Crist for Congress, four spelled out, CristForCongress.us.
.us, C-R-I-S-T.
And since Congressman Baird's vote on Friday for the FISA, the telecom communication, I've gotten a lot of calls.
Yeah, that
vote people
was a
have told me for them that was the tipping point for them.
Yep.
And that they're willing to vote for a challenger.
Okay, Cheryl, good luck. I wish you the best, and thanks for the call. It's a tough one because Brian Baird's a good guy, but that vote among a few others was not a good vote. Denny in Wenatchee, Washington. Hey, Denny.
Hi, Tom. I was calling to talk about that vote that they're going to take on the immunity for the telecoms.
Right.
And last week I called both of our senators, Murray and Cantwell, and Senator Obama, and I'm a big Obama supporter. I've been contributing once a month what I can. But and this is not a threat. Now, it's not meant that way. It's strictly a matter of conscience. I emailed them and told them that, you know, I believe in him and I believe in change, and I believe he's going to stand up and fight this. But if he doesn't, I'm going to reconsider. I won't contribute anymore, and I'm going to have to think about something else come the general election, because this, to me, is just mind-boggling. I mean, I'm 62, and I never thought I would see this happen in this country, where the United States Congress would sit there and ask for immunity for violating our Fourth Amendment rights for anyone.
Denny, I
believe he will do it. I think he will. I believe his change is legitimate, and I'm looking forward to that this week, and I would hope everyone
am too.
Would
and MoveOn.org is promoting that well. And, Denny, thanks for the call and for making the point. We just have a little less than a minute left. Glenn in Wisconsin. Hey, Glenn, you've been calling Feingold's office?
I've been calling. First, I called Obama's office, and his mailbox is full.
Right.
Then I called Senator Clinton's office, and her lines are busy. Then I called my other senator, Senator Cole, and his lines are busy. I called Senator Feingold. I got through, and the staff member didn't exactly know what he was going to do, but she certainly was happy to pass on my admonition that he support the filibuster.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Support is one thing. I'm just wondering who's going to do it.
Yeah, so am I. The next 48 hours are going to tell us a lot about the people who are sitting in the United States Senate right now.
Now, when are they actually going to have this vote, do you know?
My understanding is that Wednesday, tomorrow, there's going to be basically a procedural vote, and Thursday will be the real fireworks. But, it's all up to Harry Reid, and it could all change in a heartbeat. So I don't know the details. One of the best blogs that has a lot of good information on this right now is Daily Kos. I recommend you check it out, dailykos.com. 45 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman.
Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm an 8-year breast cancer survivor, but it almost wasn't that way. I never seemed to have time to get my mammogram. I had no family history of breast cancer, so when I found a tiny lump in my right breast, I was terrified. Fortunately, I found Arizona BreastNet. The doctors and staff at BreastNet specialize exclusively in breast health, and we caught my cancer early. Their state-of-the-art digital mammography and all-female staff make every appointment easy and comfortable. And because every woman gets results at the time of her appointment, I didn't spend time worrying and waiting for the phone to ring. When my daughter turns 30, I'll send her to BreastNet for a baseline mammogram. It's going to be important because, unlike me, she can't say there's no history of breast cancer in her family. Call Arizona BreastNet today at 480-314-7600 or go to azbreastnet.com. I'm alive today because of early detection. And there's no one better or more dedicated to your breast health than the doctors at Arizona BreastNet.
The primaries are over. The candidate is locked. And now it's up to all of us to make sure we don't get four more years of this.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain, we progressives must unite to take our country back. 1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party. Tuesday, July 1st. Meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrate the beginning of a new American era.
Yes, we can.
The 1480 KPHX Unity Party, Tuesday, July 1st, starting at 5 p.m. at 1130 The Restaurant at 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. Details at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by Gerald Richard for County Attorney, Sun Cellular Wireless Repair, Howard Shanker for Congress, Fighting for the People of Arizona, and 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Before the hour, 1-866-303-2270, TomHartman.com, AirAmerica.com, HartmanRadio.com, actually. I think it gets you directly to my page on the Air America site. Flo in Sunrise, Florida. Hey, Flo, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. You know, I missed a little bit of your show, and I'd like to know if you discussed the oil law that was passed in Iraq for the Western oil companies to secure the oil there.
Other than mentioning it in passing, what, 2 days ago, I think, or yesterday.
I think
I haven't done a major rant on it, but it is, you know, quite what the biggest problem with this, in my opinion, now that the oil companies are back after 50 years, you know, after the Iraqis threw them out and now they're back, is that it is causing everybody else in the world to say, see, we told you so. Now we know why these guys went in there. And you
all
know,
those lies
million,
that were told
yeah.
about the war. And long before I knew that why Bush was going in there, because Gore Vidal was on C-SPAN saying it's all about oil.
Yeah.
This was years ago.
Yeah.
Right after 9/11.
See, I think that I'm not of the opinion it was all about oil. I think that it was primarily about political power. It was about getting a Republican majority back in the Senate in 2002 in that election. It was about electing more Republicans to the House in 2004 and getting Bush reelected. And this is what Bush said in 1999, is he was going to do it to gain political power. And then I think that you had the Cheney folks who wanted to do it because they wanted the oil, Dick and all his buddies.
Well,
I don't think George was
something?
That
it's the way they went about it that I don't like, the force that they're using. Even in the elections, they just seem corrupt to me. Everything
yeah.
they do is arm-twisting. And I called when Bernie Sanders was on your show, and the Iraqi people were coming out of their mosques. They didn't want involved in long-term presence over in Iraq. So how do they get this passed?
Yeah. Good question, Flo, and I don't know the answer right off the top of my head. I'm sorry. It's one of those things that has happened in the last couple of days that I have not had the opportunity, because we've been up to our eyeballs trying to figure out how Denmark works to get all the details on. So, Connie in Orange County, California, listening on KGN.
Well, I think it's really important that we tell our senators, that they're the ones getting spied on.
Yeah.
I've always felt that Daschle, the anthrax, was to go run it around Daschle's office, and now it's really important.
Or just to keep him out of it, you know, just to scare the hell out of him and keep him out of his office, you know, which happened.
And then he lost shortly after that. But think about Nixon and who he spied on. This leaves Watergate in the dust. The people that have the most are at the highest risk are all the Democratic senators, and their mail, their phones. We need to remind them that you guys are the targets. You need to stand up, find your integrity, and vote against this.
Yeah. Amen, Connie. Well said. absolutely. And beyond that, let's keep in mind that the Republicans actually did spy on the Democrats. There was a guy out of Orrin Hatch's office, one of his aides, who actually hacked into Teddy Kennedy's computer, and for a year they were reading the computer correspondence of Democrats in the Senate, particularly when as it had to do with the confirmation of all these right-wing judges that the Republicans were throwing up, and Bush kept tossing, you know, sending down to the Senate to be confirmed, and the Democrats could not figure out how it was that the Republicans knew their strategy in advance. And it was because there is, and Orrin Hatch has fessed up to it. He fired the guy, and it's like nobody remembers. It was a one-day story in the media. The Republicans, for over a year, every single day, were spying on the Democrats. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And what's to cause, you know, oh, they're spying on us with telephones? Well, guess who else they're spying on? Rex in Castro Valley. Hey, Rex.
Hello, Mr. Hartman.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I would like to ask you what you would think of Mr. Senator Obama choosing George Meany of the AFL-CIO as his running mate for the vice president.
I don't think George Meany is a great guy, but I don't think that he's interested in being vice president, and I don't think Obama picking him would be a particularly good idea. But somebody who is strong on labor, yeah. I mean, there is a tide changing in the United States right now, and the whole issue of labor is coming back. I mean, it's the American labor movement is coming back, I believe. Rich in Seattle, Washington. Hey, Rich.
Hi. I was calling before I talked to the senator to find out what's the evidence for the wiretapping before 9/11?
The violations of the FISA Act, as I recall, did not begin, although the media reports that they all began immediately after 9/11. My understanding is that this stuff happened weeks or months before 9/11, perhaps as soon as Bush came into office. He was violating the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Janine, I'll have to get the details to you on that when I'm back in the United States. Janine in Phoenix, Arizona, listening on KPHX. We've got a half a minute here, Janine.
That's okay. Quickly, Tom, I just called Harry Reid's office, and the response was not encouraging. They cannot say which way the senator intends to vote. All they can say is that he does not agree with giving immunity, but there are parts of the bill that he does like. And
for example?
They won't say. They won't say.
Oh, man.
When I said, okay, I need to call the rest of the people on the committee, they said, well, that is your right.
Yeah, well, in fact, it is, and I encourage you to exercise it.
Exactly. But, Harry's noncommittal at this point,
which I find
very disturbing.
Yeah, it's truly tragic. Janine, thanks for
Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks for doing the right thing, for calling Harry Reid and presumably calling your senators there. Even though one of them is John McCain. Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Hartman program, Tyler Brule, editor-in-chief of Monocle magazine. What makes Copenhagen the most livable city in the world, and what American cities made the list? We'll also find out from the author of the happiness study, Kati Christensen, why Denmark is the happiest place in the world. Plus, Terry Jeffrey, editor-in-chief of CNS News. He and I will mix it up on the issues of the day. Don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. Get out there, get active. Call your senators now. See you tomorrow.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. He gave us the audacity of hope. He instilled in us the fierce urgency of now. Want to understand this phenomenon named Barack Obama? Then accept this audacious offer from The Nation magazine. 4 issues of The Nation, absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. After 4 weeks, you will know why The Nation is America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, so there's no party slant or campaign spin. You'll love the fierce urgency of The Nation's reporting. Editor Katrina Vandenheuvel, writers like John Nichols and Naomi Klein and Jeremy Scahill holding Obama's feet to the fire. Sample 4 weeks of The Nation free, then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. You want change? Good. Change your sources of information. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com.
My name is Frank Sarwark. At Consolidated Auto Sales, I not only buy and sell the cars in our inventory, I drive them. If it isn't good enough for me and my family, why would it be good enough for you? A car is one of the most important purchases you will ever make. Where you buy can be more important than what you buy. At Consolidated Auto Sales, we can help you find the right car for you at a price and payment you can afford. Remember, Consolidated Auto Sales at the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren, 602-258-6071.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A massive bill to deal with home foreclosures has cleared a major procedural hurdle in the Senate. Senator Christopher Dodd says it will help people struggling to make ends meet.
It's not going to solve everyone's problems, but it can make a difference. And saying to the American people, we hear what you're saying, and we're doing something about it.
But Senator Mike Enzi says the measure is nothing more than a bailout for people with high-risk loans.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates that 35% of these loans will default, placing a huge liability on the FHA and ultimately the taxpayer for guaranteeing these loans.
The debate over the measure comes on the same day as word that home prices dropped sharply in April. The AP's John Belmont reports some parts of the country are seeing sharper declines than others.
They're off the most, nearly 27% in 1 year, in Las Vegas and Miami.
But the S&P Case-Shiller Index shows home prices are not falling as fast as they were in Denver, Dallas, and Cleveland, although one expert observes you can't say the market is bottoming out based on 1 month.
Consumer confidence is also way down, fueled by high gas and food prices. John McCain wants the federal government to practice what it preaches on energy efficiency.
Our federal government is never shy about instructing the American people in good environmental practice. But energy efficiency, like charity, should begin at home.
He says he wants to switch official vehicles to green technologies if he becomes president and do the same for office buildings. Former President Bill Clinton has now released a statement saying that he's committed to helping Barack Obama become president. No word yet on what role he might play in the campaign. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama will be appearing together later this week. Four kids have gotten trapped in cribs made by Jardine. Now government safety advocates are recalling about 320,000 of those cribs. The babies get trapped when wooden slats and spindles on the crib's frames break. On Wall Street at this hour, slight uptick in the Dow. It's up by about 7 points. This is AP Radio News. More criticism for Don Imus after this conversation about the NFL's Adam Pac-Man Jones with sports announcer Warner.